Under the Lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telligent, and Monarch Roofing.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Monarch's Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarch's Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarch's Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarch's Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for a no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Under the Lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Scott Swiezinski. Welcome to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable as we get into week 9 of high school football. That's right, week 9. We've got a wonderful slate of games all over Del Mar Media. We're going to start right away over on WINF with Jamal Luke, who has the Westland Cougars trying to get into the playoffs for the second year in a row, traveling to Delaware to play the Pacers. Jamal, talk to us about what we'll see tonight.
Well, this is going to be a good one, Scott. You got a team coming in, Westland, who's fighting to get into the playoffs, as you just mentioned, and they've got some really good momentum that they've built throughout the season. Now, they're coming in 4-4. They've been a little up and down. They just lost a tough one to Westerville South last weekend. But prior to that, they had put together a little bit of a win streak. They've put up an average of 30-plus points a game offensively. So this is a team that can score the football. And given who they're playing against this week in the Delaware Hayes Pacers, this is a team that's been reeling since week one. So they've got a lot on the line to play for to secure that final playoff spot that they're looking for. They're led by Imani Smith, a Purdue recruit, two-way player. I was looking to play safety at the next level. They also have Kentrell Reinhart, who's the returning Division IV Offensive Player of the Year, and their quarterback, Malachi Grafea, who can do it with his arms and with his legs. And then when you on the flip side with Delaware Hayes, again, team that really hasn't recovered from the week one loss of their top running back, OSU recruit Faber Akee, who still hasn't been back from that high ankle sprain. They're coming into this ball game 2-6, not the season they expected to have at all. But a win like this tonight against Westland, this is the type of thing that can turn their season around. If they can put together a little win streak here at the end of the season, they could still have an outside chance of sneaking in the playoffs, which would be a miracle considering how this season has gone for them. So I expect this to be a good hard-fought matchup with two teams that are fighting to get into the playoffs and really right the ship for their seasons.
And you're right, Jamal, you never know what's going to happen at this time of the year. Any team could backdoor into the playoffs. After the break, Steve Ishmael is going to talk about a couple of teams in the OCC Cardinal Division who are controlling their own destiny. We'll be back, folks.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support our local youth through our Youth Tour. The Ohio's Electric Cooperative's Youth Tour is an annual leadership program sponsored by Union Rural Electric. It's a week-long, all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. that gives exceptional high school students the opportunity to meet with their congressional leaders at the U.S. Capitol, make new friends from across the state and country, and see many of the famous Washington, D.C. sites. This program is open to area high school sophomores or juniors who receive service from Union Rural Electric. To find out more, visit URE.com. Sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back with the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Steve Ishmael is going to talk to us about an exciting win that the Monarchs have and a tough battle they might have this week as they travel to Olentangy, Berlin. Steve, tell us about this game.
Well, super exciting ending for this game for the Monarchs. They won a thriller last week against Thomas Worthington in OT after J.J. Henry scored on a two-point conversion. Coach Young always said at the beginning of the season that if they were going to be aggressive on offense, he held true to his word, and there was no question about going for two at the end of the game. The Monarchs actually went for two twice last Friday because they had to make up a point from two Isaac Heller field goals, and the last one sealed the win on the road. That conversion capped off a night where J.J. Henry ran for 128 yards and two TDs. His TD started and ended the game, which saw the Monarchs run for over 300 yards and three touchdowns. Colin Wimmers also won over the century mark and had a touchdown. Monarchs raced out to a 21-7 lead before Cardinal QB Sam Shankman threw two of his four TDs in the fourth quarter to tie the game up. Shankman also threw for 317 yards on the night, as covering the pass in the middle of the field continues to be a problem for the Monarchs on defense. They did pick Shankman off twice deep in their own territory, so that was a plus for them. It stalled their drives they had going on. The Monarchs currently sit at 11 seed Region 2 playoff standings and control their own destiny by winning out. That will start tonight against a tough Olentangy Berlin team.
And Steve, talk to us about Berlin. Started off the season kind of rough, but might be the hottest team in the OCC Cardinal Division. What are we going to see with Berlin?
Rough might be an understatement. They started out 0-5. But they've won three straight, and they're all in the conference games. They knocked off Dublin Jerome last week at 20-6. During the winning streak, the Bears have averaged 21 points a game, only surrendering up 5 points per game on defense. During the losing streak, though, they topped 20 points once and were giving up over 20 a game. The Bears are led on offense by QB Colton Less. He plays very similar to the Cardinal Shankman, as if he doesn't see anything he likes, he'll tuck it and run without even thinking. He, along with running back A.J. Clark, who had the only touchdown last week in the game against Jerome, have been around this program for a long time and can create some issues for teams on the ground. The Bears also are ranked 11th in Region 3 and control their own destiny by winning out as they try to make it 4 in a row tonight against the Monarchs.
So a couple of teams trying to move up in the playoff ranks and a tough battle, as we know, with these two teams in the Cardinal Division. When we come back, Keith Kokinda and Andy Bryan are going to talk about the Freddies. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Come on back, folks.
In partnership with Ohio's Electric Cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit URE.com.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitor-managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors their service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back. It's the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable over on Classic Rock 95X. Keith Kokinna and Andy Bryan are going to talk a little bit about the Blue Knights of Danville and what they need to do to knock off Fredericktown, the Freddies, trying to secure a playoff bye. Keith and Andy, what are we going to see in this game? Could be an interesting one.
Yes, it could, Scott. Danville have one of the best, better rushers in the league. It's sophomore Siren Wallace, run for almost 800 yards, over 800 yards coming into this week's action. Neither team is really spectacular. Danville a little bit better defensively. Fredericktown a little bit better offensively. The Blue Devils have been good on the road. They've won two of their four road games and just barely lost by four at Mount Gilead. Fredericktown, their incentive is their ninth coming into tonight in the playoff places. A win over the Division 5 team, Fredericktown, gives them a big boost. The Freddies, on the other hand, Andy, they're looking for a chance to move up into that top four and get a first-round bye.
Yeah, absolutely, Keith. They're coming into this game at 7-1, are the Freddies, and led by head coach Scott Spittler. This is his first season as head coach with this team. He previously coached Lucas for 15 seasons and led them to a Division State Championship game appearance in 2019. So coming into this game, Fredericktown coming in at 7-1 and playing at home, you would think they would be coming in as the favorite in this game. But for the Blue Devils of Danville, if they can come in and score right off the bat and get some confidence, that would certainly help them as far as being able to pull off this game as well.
And a good point about Fredericktown, they've won all three of their home games, plus the fact that Danville might have a little bit of an edge because not only are Fredericktown sitting pretty at 7-1 and probably have a good chance to get in those top four and get the first round bye, they've got their big rivalry game, the Freddieburg game, the following week. So might be a little bit of a trap game scenario for the Freddies. They're certainly going to look to avoid that. They've got a couple of they've been doing very well running the football with both Brody Davis, the running back, and Blake Sipes, their quarterback, one of the best rushing teams in the league. So the Danville defense, which has not been as good as it had been in the last several years, is going to be tested by Fredericktown. But as you said, Andy, that's a good point. An early Danville lead could make a big difference in this game, and it should be another fun one for us tonight in the KMAC on the Classic Game of the Week, Scott.
Sounds like it'll be a great game. When we come back, we're going to talk about some players we've seen who are lighting it up on the football field. Tune back in after the break to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. We'll be back.
If you're looking to put your talents to work with a reputable, family-owned, and operated company, look to Mike's Roofing. Mike's Roofing is hiring all positions. You'll get generous benefits and $1,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at mikesroofinginc.com and click on the Employment tab on the homepage. Go to work for the number one choice of thousands of homeowners in Central Ohio. Mike's Roofing, superior quality since 1960.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both four-year and two-year PATH scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric service are eligible to compete in this one-time high scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit ure.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
The classic hip-hop group, the Baja Men, want to know who let the dogs out. We're going to talk about some of the dogs that we've seen around the area. We're going to go ahead and start with Keith Kokinda. Who are some of the best players that you've seen this season?
Well, the obvious choice right at the top is Jackson Ballinger over at Centerburg. He's gotten a bunch of Division I offers. He's visited Tennessee. He told me that he was going to be visiting Stanford after the game that we had a couple of weeks ago. He's been terrific both ways, especially on offense. He's done a lot more offensively for the Trojans this year than he did last year. But the guy who gets overlooked to me on defense has been Cody Mimer, the defensive tackle for the Mount Gilead Indians, far and away leading the team in leading the league in tackles for loss, had a couple of those plus a sack in the win over Northmore last week. Offensively, have to go with Brody Davis of Centerburg, a two-way threat. This Centerburg offense has been terrific all season long. He's got Miles Marshall and Hayden Love helping him out. But Davis is really the center of attention for that Trojans offense, if you'll pardon the expression.
Jamal Luke, you've been around the area. You've seen some dudes. Who are some of the best players you've seen this season?
I'm going to give you one offense, one defense, Scott. Offensively, I'm going to actually go with Levi Davis for Owens Angie Orange. I know his name's come up a lot this season over the airwaves, but rightfully so. I mean, the kid is absolutely electric. Probably, in my opinion, has got to be one of the top five most exciting players to watch in the entire state of Ohio. And the OU Bobcats are definitely getting a steal with that kid. He can do it all with his arms, with his legs, and he's the leader of probably one of the most explosive offenses in the state in general. So I'm going to go with Levi on offense. Defensively, I'm going to go with C.J. Sana for the Olentangy Braves, Ohio State committed middle linebacker. Kid is all over the field. He makes plays sideline to sideline, which is what you want out of your middle linebacker. And he is as advertised. He can run. And when he comes and meets you with contacts, he's bringing the hammer. So I would go with him defensively. Those are my top two that I've seen this year with my eyes.
Steve Ishmael, Ish, I know you're big on Levi Davis. Who are some other guys that you've seen? Who are just some men among boys out there on the field?
Definitely agree with Jamal and Levi Davis. Also, I'm going with Olentangy, Caden Gebhardt also, because we watched him play Marysville, and just sideline-to-sideline coverage wasn't in on every play, but really, to me, affected a lot of plays. Got a couple other guys that you probably haven't heard of or you probably haven't seen a whole lot. Luke Kalicki, the quarterback for Olentangy Braves, threw for four touchdowns in the first half against Marysville. Probably could have got four more in the second half if they let him play. Who we saw last week, QB Sam Shankman from Thomas Worthington. He's only a junior, but this kid is probably one of the better quarterbacks I've seen, and definitely one of the better teams we've seen that is 1-7. I don't know how they haven't won any games yet, but they do not quit. They got fight in them all day, all game long. And of course, our own JJ Henry, all around player, leads the team in touchdowns, leads in rushing yards, leads in tackles, and of course, leads in backflips.
And that he does with one backflip. And I have to agree with you on Sam Shankman. He was impressive last Friday at Thomas Worthington. That kid is a player, and he'll only get better. Andy Bryan, who are some players you've seen this year that you think just really are standout guys that just really have dominated the field?
Well, I'm going to go with offense and defense, just like Jamal did. Kind of go that same direction here. I just called the game last week for Big Walnut last Friday night. So I'm going to go with two Big Walnut players. And the first is Noah Burley, their running back. He ripped off a 56-yard touchdown run in this game last week and also caught a 13-yard pass for a touchdown as well. And the fact that what I really like about Noah Burley is the kid doesn't stop. The first contact never brings him down. He breaks that first tackle every play. And he's willing to do whatever it takes to pick up as many yards as he can on a play. It takes multiple tackles to get him down. On defense, A.J. Minor, that kid was all over the field for the big Walnut Golden Eagles last Friday night, making tackles all over the place. A touchdown-saving open field tackle, that was incredible in that game. So those are my two picks.
And I've got a couple others that weren't mentioned, but I know we're all talking about them. Tanner Miley up at Northmore having a great season. Lucas Fickle of Orange, another guy having a really great season. And the big defensive lineman up front for the Braves, Daniel Stevens, heading to Navy. Those are three of some of my guys that I think are having really, really great year. So there are our dogs for the season. Don't go anywhere, folks. Kickoff is just around the corner. Skip Mossick's up next. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable, and have a great night.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards and discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Would you like to pay lower fees and interest on your credit cards? Of course you would. Are you making more money than you were a year ago? If you're like a lot of us out there, barely living paycheck to paycheck, I doubt it. It just costs more to live today, and you're probably using your credit cards more. To help you, the credit card companies have issued the Credit Card Hardship Program. It's a free program that can help you by reducing their fees. We've set up a special hotline right now, so regardless of what credit card company you work with, we can help you negotiate through the hardship program. To qualify, you must have $10,000 or more in credit card bills, have a source of income or a job, and you're having a tough time paying your bills. Listen, we want to help you, so please make this free phone call right now to learn more.
800-932-5112. 800-932-5112. 800-932-5112. That's 800-932-5112. Paid for by the Debt Solutions Network.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university in a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read the Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency. Plus, cover vision, dental, and more. and there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable. And for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-659-7270. 800-659-7270. 800-659-7270. That's 800-659-7270.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everyone, and unbelievably welcome to week number 9 of High School Football across Ohio, where several league championships and tons of computer points are on the line for many. As always, we have some terrific matchups, including a few unbeatens squaring off. We'll get right to it and begin our Week 9 previews next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. We'll begin our Week 9 previews in the northeastern region of the state. Our first stop is up in Cuyahoga County as 7-1 Cleveland Benedictine plays host to 6-1 Villa Angela St. Joe, a team that Benedictine coach Joe Previsk says nothing comes easy against.
They are a big physical team with great team speed, so we will need to limit their big play ability and make them drive the ball down the field. When you talk about their defense, we will have to beat their man-to-man defense and create our own explosive plays.
Great cross-state matchup Saturday as Lakewood St. Edward's 7-1 welcomes in 6-2 Cincinnati Moeller. St. Ed's coach Tom Lombardo knows this should be a good one.
Moeller presents a great quarterback, obviously, a tremendous rushing attack, two great tight ends that pose matchup problems, and a blitzing defense that you have to be keep your eyes open in your gaps and be able to protect the quarterback.
Other good ones in Northeast Ohio, Lorain County, 7-1 Rocky River will host 8-0 Medina Buckeye. Meanwhile, in Summit County, 7-0 Medina Highland is at 6-1 Richfield Revere. Portage County, our next stop. Columbiana Crestview, still unbeaten at 8-0. Tonight, they're at 7-1 Garrettsville Garfield, a team that Crestview coach Dominic Perry says is the team to beat.
They are the reigning league champs, so hats off to them. Garfield's going to be a tough place for us to go up and play. We definitely have our work cut out. I feel our defense is playing well, and I feel we're kind of tough to defend because we run a balanced offense.
Down to Trumbull County, 7-1 Hubbard welcomes in 8-0 Girard, who has an offense that Hubbard coach Brian Hoffman says is really good.
They're kind of a wide-open team, and they like to get their athletes out in space. And it kind of spearheads with their quarterback. They have a balanced attack with him running the football and matriculating the ball to their skill guys.
South along the border to Jefferson County. Indian Creek still perfect at 8-0. Tonight they host 5-3 St. Clairsville. Their head coach Brett McLean says Creek is for real.
We've got a mountain to climb being at Indian Creek with their most veteran team I think they've had in 20 years. And a very good head coach and Coach Connor. We've got to go up there and play our best football in a hostile environment.
West into Tuscarawas County, 7-1. Ridgewood will be at 6-2. Claymont. Ridgewood coach John Slusher looks for his team to bounce back from their first loss of the season a week ago against Indian Valley, but knows going up against a really good Claymont team tonight.
Claymont presents such a big challenge for us because of their size up front. Very big in both offense and defensive line. I think their skills as good as anyone in our league. Just think they got it going now. They got a coach they believe in, and the whole program's rolling. So we're very excited for the opportunity to play this week.
We travel next into Central Ohio. Licking County, our next stop. Licking Valley still perfect at 8-0. Tonight they host 6-2 Mount Vernon. Valley coach Randy Boffman hopes his team's peak is still to come.
I don't want to say that we've arrived because no coach is ever going to say that. Kids are playing hard, though. That's the main thing at this point of the season.
Good ones in Franklin County tonight feature 7-1 Hamilton Township, hosting 6-2 Bloom Carroll. Meanwhile, Grandview Heights welcomes in Lucasville Valley. Both are 6-2. Grandview coach Jason Peters says both of these teams play very similar.
We've got to play smart physical football. We got to take care of the football, limit penalties, and try not to make mental mistakes, and try to force them to do all those things. And you're gonna see two well-coached football teams that play the game the right way on Friday night.
Southern Franklin County, 7-1 Fisher Catholic will be at 6-2 Grove City Christian, a team that Fisher Catholic coach Luke Timmons says has it all but knows what's at stake.
Very well-balanced team. They've got big running backs, speed on the outside, and a QB you can run and pass. With the league title on the line, our guys will be ready.
West into Champaign County, 7-1 Mechanicsburg plays host to 7-1 Springfield Northeastern. Northeastern coach Jake Buchholz says this should be a good physical football game.
Mechanicsburg's got a rich history, great defense. Had a big win last week against West Jeff. Our guys are looking forward to it. We know it's a good rivalry between two good communities and programs. So we know what to expect in terms of their physicality.
Also in Champaign County, 6-2 Indian Lake will be at 7-1 St. Paris Graham. Indian Lake coach John Rapp says they'll need to contain Graham's speed.
They have really good size. You can tell they got strong kids up front, and they're going to force you to defend the entire width of the field, and they play with great motors, so we're going to have to match their motor, match their intensity while defending the whole field.
Coming up as we continue getting you ready for your game broadcast this evening, we'll hit the Northwest, Southwest, and Southern areas of the state as the Ohio Education Association tonight in high school football presented by Bex Hybrids continues on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Christopher Kinsey from Cardington Lincoln High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I mean, I've been playing with these kids since I was in fifth grade, so you kind of build like a brotherhood and like the camaraderie that you have, not just about the game, just like kind of life itself, you know, responsibility, knowing where to be. Resilience is a big one, too. I feel like I've gained from it.
Lessons in football, lessons in FFA.
You know, the things I learned, and I knew that I wanted to have, a bit, like, hopefully maybe an ag background in my life. You know, I've showed livestock since I was, you know, very young, and so it was just kind of a given.
And, of course, the importance of agriculture.
There's family generation farms that, you know, that's their whole life, you know, and agriculture, I mean, that's the stuff that brings your community around. Yeah, I think it's just the most important thing ever. I mean, people underestimate it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
You can stream the game on your phone while you're gardening. You can stream it while you walk the dog. You can stream it at a trampoline park. You can even stream it at a monster truck rally. But the second you get behind the wheel, the game's over. Remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Quickly imitated, never duplicated. This is ONN's Tonight in High School Football. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by the Ohio Education Association and by Bex Hybrids. And welcome back, everyone. We'll continue our Week 9 previews in the northwestern region of the state. Our next stop is up in Wood County. Perrysburg is 7-1. Tonight they host 5-3 Anthony Wayne. Perrysburg coach Dirk Connor says they'll need to try to limit the big play.
Incredibly well-coached team, a really good football program. They've got, you know, the size and speed that you'd expect of a team of that caliber, and so we're going to have to make sure that we, you know, we bring a high level of physicality. Offensively, they're really capable of creating big plays, especially in the passing game.
Goodwin in Putnam County features 7-1 Lipsick, hosting 6-2 Arlington. Lipsick coach Joe Kirkendall says his defense will need to play well.
They run some shotgun wing T. They have a really good running back. And a quarterback who can run the ball and is pretty balanced with his passing game. And, you know, they're very even with us, what it looks like. And it's one of those games where it's a little bit of a rivalry game, but we expect to get a really good challenge from Arlington. It should be a great environment.
Northwest Conference Championship on the line in Allen County as 8-0 Lima Central Catholic welcomes in 5-3 Columbus Grove. After beginning the season 0-3, Andy Schaefer's Columbus Grove team has rattled off 5 straight to put themselves in this position.
Start of the season was a little rough for us. We played a pretty tough schedule, so I think that helped us grow up a little bit. It humbled us a little bit, and I guess the last few weeks we've been firing on all cylinders. So excited to be in this position.
Down to Mercer County, St. Henry is 7-1. Tonight they host 5-3 New Bremen. St. Henry coach Josh Werling says New Bremen does a lot of things on defense that makes you adjust quickly.
It's going to be a big challenge for our offensive line to communicate, and that can change not only drive by drive, but play by play. So they are physical on defending kickouts, and their linebackers run very well. And so it's going to be a nice challenge for us.
Miami County, Tippecanoe still perfect at 8-0. Tonight they host 7-1 Troy. Tippecanoe coach Matt Burbacher knows there's tons on the line tonight.
A great opportunity this week against Troy when you're looking at computer points. You know, it's the MVL title championship. All kinds of things riding on this game, so we're all in.
Montgomery County, 7-1 Valley View, plays host to 8-0 Brookville, a team that Valley View coach Matt King says is really good.
Disciplined, they're incredibly sound, and then they'll always play really hard. So Brookville always creates a challenge. Defensively, they're very aggressive. And they're good. They're good. They got good athletes. They got good players.
A matchup between unbeatens in Preble County has Shawnee hosting Tri-Village. Shawnee coach Dave Maddox says both are 8-0 for a reason.
Very athletic, and we'll try and make you defend the entire field and really stretch you out. We're looking forward to the challenge and that's a good ball team that we're going to face.
Key cross-state game in Warren County features 6-2 Harrison, hosting 6-2 Columbus DeSales. DeSales coach Ryan Wiggins says his defense will need to be ready.
They play very well up front, and they run the ball really well. I'm really impressed with their offensive scheme and how they score points. 2 good running backs, good offensive line. Just an offense that doesn't seem to make a whole lot of mistakes.
Goodwin's in Hamilton County tonight features 7-1 North College Hill, playing at 7-1 Cincinnati Country Day. Meanwhile, Winton Woods, 7-1, welcomes in 8-0 Anderson. Good matchups in Southern Ohio. Pike County, Beaver Eastern is 8-0. Tonight they host 6-2 South Gallia. Meanwhile, in Lawrence County, 7-1 Sims Valley hosts 7-1 Portsmouth Notre Dame. Notre Dame coach Bob Bolton knows who they need to stop.
You know, they've got a great quarterback that we've got to contain, and they've got a pretty good offense and defensive line, and they like to throw the ball around.
A couple of other good ones in Southeast Ohio. Washington County League title up for grabs as Waterford hosts Trimble. Meanwhile, Goodwin and Perry County, Sheridan plays host to Tri-Valley. Both are 6-2. And we'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Beck's Hybrids, next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Beck's, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Beck's honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
This is ONN.
And that'll put a wrap on week number 9 of Tonight in High School Football. As always, wherever your team's in action, hopefully they're going to come out on top. For Brian Mays, I'm Skip Mossick. Enjoy your game broadcast. This is the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids, from the Ohio News Network.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. And check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand, to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football. On the new My 96.7.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Scott Swiezinski. With me, as always, is Steve Ishmael. We have the pleasure this evening of sitting down with Coach Jason Hara, defensive coordinator of your Monarchs defense, who's playing so well this weekend. So, Coach, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it. I'm going to turn it over to Steve. I'm sure he's got a couple questions for you.
I got a few for you, Coach. Sure. So, tell us, when did you begin your coaching career, and how has the defense evolved since then?
I started my coaching career around 96 after I got back from the service. And I started at Elgin, started as a position coach, then worked my way up to offensive coordinator and then eventually head coach there. And then I went over to North Union to be the defensive coordinator with my cousin, who was the head coach there. And then I took a couple years off just to watch my boys play. And then this job was open last year as a position coach. So I talked to Brent, and I had known Brent, and Brent brought me in on staff as a secondary coach. And then I ended up coaching linebackers last year. And then this year, Mike asked me to do the defense as a coordinator. So I accepted.
Who's the best team or player you've had to game plan for or against?
The best team or player?
Yeah.
Listen, every team in the OCC coming from playing a lot of D5, a lot of D4 ball. I mean, every team is really, really good. They got athletes all over the place. Obviously, Orange is really good. Owen Tangi was really good last week. There's athletes all over the place. But, you know, the mindset is 1 week at a time, and we got to take care of whoever we're playing that week. And like I said, every team in this league has a quarterback, has an athlete, or five or six that you have to take care of. So, again, our mindset, my mindset is 1 week at a time. The best team that we're playing is the team we're playing that week.
Sounds like Coach Johnson rubbed off on you a little bit there. So, in your coaching career, what's been the toughest loss you've had to endure? Which one keeps you up at night? And on the other side, the greatest victory?
I can tell you this. I hate losing more than I love winning. So losses probably keep me up way more than remembering the win. There's been a lot of losses that we've went through. When I was at Elgin, I can remember we played, I don't know if you've heard of Pleasant, but they're mm-hmm. a really good football team. And my second year, we had them on the ropes, and then we ended up losing in overtime. And I kind of take blame on that because we won the toss, and instead of taking defense, I let the kids kind of say what they wanted to do. They wanted to take offense. We didn't punch it in, and they ended up – we held them to minus yards in overtime, but the kid kicked like a 40-yard field goal and beat us in overtime. Oh. And that was horrible. Probably the biggest win is the first playoff win that we got when we were at North Union. I was with my cousin. We ended up – we had to play like St. Henry, Hamilton Baden, Hartley. Like those were our first 3 years that we had to play in the first round. Finally, we got a game that we had a chance when we beat Guyon in the playoffs to get that first playoff victory there at North Union. That was a pretty big win.
Nice. So who's been your biggest influence on you in your coaching career?
There's been a lot. I played for Coach Witter. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Jerry Witter, but I played for him. And then Coach Thomas also was on that staff. And then when I came back, Coach Cusio was at Elgin, had a lot to do with it. Coach Barry Adams. I mean, there's been so many coaches that I've got to learn from. Coach Lightfoot, who was one of my coaches who I got to actually coach with when I came back out of the service. All of those guys just a lot of knowledge and taught me a lot. Coach Miller, too, my cousin, he's a really good coach. So there's been so many. It's hard to name one, but Coach Witter was probably one of the biggest.
And there you have it, folks. Some time with Coach Hera. When we come back after the break, we'll have some more with Monarch coaching staff. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Real Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Martin Bernhardt, president of Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Back in 1960, my father, Mike Bernhardt, started our business with a simple philosophy. Use the best materials, top quality workmanship, and treat every home as if it were your own. It's worked well, and today we have thousands of satisfied customers.
Call Mike's Roofing Incorporated today for your free estimate, 740-387-ROOF. That's 740-387-ROOF, or online 24/7 at mikesroofinginc.com.
From every snap to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
And we're back, folks. We're sitting here with Coach Hera, defensive coordinator, trying to get some insight into who he is and things that he likes and his experiences. So, Steve, what else do you have for Coach Hera?
So we talked a little bit ago about the biggest influence on your coaching career. Who have you helped mentor or help be the best coach they can be?
Oh, wow, man. I've coached so many kids. You know, I coached at – I went to school at Elgin, coached at Elgin. Zach Winslow is now the head coach there. He was my first senior class, ended up being like an all-state kid for us, then came back and coached with me at North Union when I went to North Union, and then he eventually got a head coaching job. So that's one pretty big name. Getting ready to play another one who played for me, who's coaching at Berlin right now,
Coach Hamilton, Zach Hamilton, he was a really good one too. But there's been so many, it's hard to pinpoint one.
Okay. So every coach has a resume or history of their coaching. We can print your resume off. Tell something about you that's not on your resume.
Well, you know, we talked before. I was in the service. So, you know, when I got out of high school, I went to the Navy. And I didn't really start college until I was 21. I came back home and started college. And then I started talking to my younger cousins. They played ball. Started talking to the coach over there at Elgin. And that's kind of how it got me into coaching. And then I actually changed my major to teaching. I was in like the medical field.
Yeah.
I was doing some stuff there. And I'm
that's
like,
a hell of a change.
Well, so like med lab tech, I was going like a 2-year, I was going to get a 2-year degree after I got out of the service. But then I'm like, okay, I really love this coaching. So I'm going to start in the education. And then I finally became a intervention specialist. And that's what I've been doing for very 26
cool.
years.
Very cool. Wow. Very cool.
So as a player, what's your most memorable high school game?
As a player, my most memorable high school game, probably my sophomore year. My brother was a senior, and we were on kickoff. He kicked the ball off, and I was on kickoff, and we're flying down. And he smokes this kid, and the ball flies up in the air. And it just so happened landed in my hands, and I scored a touchdown. That was my first varsity touchdown ever. And it was because my brother hit a dude and caused a fumble. I thought that was pretty cool.
So that is.
You guys still talk about it at Christmas and stuff?
Oh, sometimes, yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean, obviously he says it's all because of him.
Well, sure, but sure. I would do the same.
We
both have brothers. We would definitely do the same.
Yeah. One last question for the coach.
So, hard-hitting journalism here. M&M's, plain or peanut?
Oh, peanut, no doubt.
Chick-fil-A?
No question.
Or Cane's?
Cane's, no question.
Benny's Pizza or Buckeye Family?
Benny's.
Ooh.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Candy corn, yay or no?
No.
No.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Best barbecue? Red Shed City Barbecue or Uncle Bess?
Ooh, wow. Never had Uncle Bess, so I'm going to go Red Shed.
You need to hang out with Coach Lau.
You need to try Uncle Bess,
You need to make the trip and try it. You need to hang out with Coach Lau. Appreciate it, Coach.
Absolutely. So there we have it, folks. Thank you, Coach Hara, for your time, and good luck the rest of the season. Don't go anywhere. Kickoff's just around the corner. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Real Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Welcome to Marysville Monarch High School Football on My96.7. Also available streaming live online at My96.7.net and via the free TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search WDLR, download the free TuneIn app, and get ready for Marysville Monarch High School Football. Now down to the field we go with Scott Swinski and Steve Ishmael.
And we're live, folks, at Olentangy Berlin High School. It's week 9 of high school football. The Dancing Bears are on the field here at Berlin. And no, I don't mean anything related to the Grateful Dead. The Olentangy Berlin High School Marching Band is currently on the field and doing their little dancing number. I'm Scott Swiezinski. With me, as always, is Steve Ishmael. And back at the WDLR studios, Connor Tracy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to get into the national anthem, so we're going to take just a moment here to be silent and honor our country. And there you have it, folks, and God bless the United States of America. Happy Friday, Steve.
Hey, happy Friday, Scott.
Here we are, week 9, playoff implications on the line. Both teams sitting Region 11, your Monarchs, or number 11 in Region 2, the Bears, might be the hottest team in the Cardinal Division. Winners of 3 in a row, sitting at 11 in Region 3. We're going to have a ball game tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's week 9 already.
Right?
It just feels like the season started. You know, we're 9 weeks into it. So, yeah, the playoff race is upon us.
That it is.
Both teams need a win here. Would bolster, you know, both of them to get a win, but obviously you can't do that. So it's they both get in, I think, if we get one loss here, but it'd be better if each team got a win. But yeah,
I don't disagree with you on that. The Monarchs coming off of that thriller in overtime last week, the 29-28. It was a game and a gutsy call by Mike Young. He said he told him on the sidelines, we're going for it, boys. We score. We're going for it. And they did.
They knew it all along. They've been practicing that. They've been talking that. They've been living that because they take chances. And that's okay. You know, they know it going in. That if we get the chance to go for it on fourth down and it's a tight game, we go for it on the two-point conversion. You know, even you said last week, team that had the ball last was going to win anyway.
Yep.
And that was just us.
Yep, it just happened to be us. The Bears started off 0-5. Coach Mark Norrey, the only coach in the history of this school, has made some adjustments, turned around winners of 3 in a row, and big win against Jerome last week. This is a tough team, Steve. What do we got for keys? What are we looking at with the Bears?
Well, when we talked to Coach Norrey last year, before our game and actually at his playoff game at Gahanna, he always commented on how physical this game was for them. These kids knew on Saturday morning that they played a game physical Friday night because you got beat when you played Marysville. Whether you lost the game or not, you were beat around. You were beat up. But so for the keys for us for that is line of scrimmage, because we talked to the guys last night, and they said they were tired of going against guys that were 280, 290. You know, they just got – you got these guys, they're weighing 210, and they're quick. They're good defensive linemen. But it's line of scrimmage tonight because there is a size difference with these guys. Where they got one of their tackles that weighs 355. They got one that's like 6'4", 305. So they're pretty big guys, but, you know, I don't know how fast they're going to be out of that. And for us, we got to limit the mistakes.
Yes.
Turnovers and penalties have been killing us. And it's been – I don't believe it's cost us any games, but it hasn't helped us in any games either.
And down the stretch, that could easily cost you a game. As we get in these last couple of weeks, everybody's fighting to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, so that our third one, and I've got a 3A here as well, we got to protect the middle. The middle has been open, wide open, whether it's been a run up the middle. Most of the time it's been that slant pass. They got a tight end drag or they got something going there. Everybody's seen it on film. Everybody's doing it. Everybody can get there. Hopefully we've made some changes with that. And 3A, got a bag of tricks. I know they've got something planned. We don't have any insider info. It's just a feeling that I have that they've got, that Coach Lauk has something.
Something up the sleeve?
Something up his sleeve, other than those big guns he's carrying around.
So here we go. The Bears getting ready to come out in the field. They're going to be in their Carolina blue jerseys with white numbers, white trim, blue helmets. The Monarchs in their road gear. They're in white jerseys, blue numerals, white pants, and silver helmets. Now, Steve, again, we're going to face another athletic quarterback in Colton Les. Made the switch from wide receiver early in the season. He runs, he throws. We saw one last week in junior Sam Shankman at Thomas Worthington. What are the Monarchs going to have to do to keep Colton Les in check?
Well, the thing is, Shankman didn't run that much. He was just elusive in the backfield and was able to throw the ball wherever he felt like at the time. I'm not sure of this. I didn't see a bunch of film, but I'm hearing that he runs a lot.
He runs a lot.
He may be running more. So you've got to have a Colton Powers, I think, got to shadow him a little bit.
Yes.
Got to know where he is. Even when he doesn't have the ball, I mean, he's going to be punting for them as well. So you got to watch that. I mean, because you put that athlete anywhere, and he's going to be trouble.
Yeah, it could be matchup issues. And they do have some design runs for him. He is very athletic. He runs the ball very well. The Bears won the toss and deferred, so the Monarchs will receive the kickoff. Three men going back for the Monarchs. Got Colin Wimmers, Evan Beery, and Cale Strickland. Little change back there.
Well, Cale played it was 2 weeks ago, I think he was back there.
You're right.
He bobbled a few, and he probably got put to the side some, but let's hope he's worked those issues out.
That was his first week back.
Yeah.
Graham Fleegar is the kicker.
for the Bears. He watching him in warmups, he hit a 40 or about a 42 yarder with some room to spare on that.
Yeah,
so
he's
got a leg. No, he did not. So here we go. The kick going right to left on your radio dial. It's going to be a good kick, and it's going to be in the end zone, so there'll be no return. Wimmers let it go over his head. Of course, it's a dead ball anyways.
Yeah. One thing we forgot to ask, though, Coach, is if Mitchell Evans is going to be in the lineup tonight.
You know, I've heard some rumors that he may be. He was dressed last week, but we didn't see any action. That adds another set of fresh legs and another dimension to that defensive line. So the Monarchs will take the ball on the 20-yard line. Brady Carper is your quarterback. Cooper Cromwell out wide to the right. Scratch that, wide to the left. Kiefer Stackhouse to the right. Strickland and Wimmers inside of them. J.J. Henry in the backfield. They're going to give it to J.J., and he's going to be brought down right away. He had no room to run, folks.
Big number 57, one of the guys they were talking about. Hudson Altman, 6'5", 305 in there. Acting like nobody blocked him at all.
No. He's going to give fits tonight, I think, to this offensive line. We'll have to see. No gain on the play. Makes it second and 10. Everybody in tight on the line now. Carper in the shotgun. Wimmers goes in motion. They're going to give it to Kala. He's going to get to the outside, put his head down, and pick up maybe one or two.
Yeah, not much out of that. They got some swarming defense. They run that three-man front, but they bring those two outside guys up, outside linebackers up to the line.
Yep.
They're like a stand-up defensive end almost.
Yeah, that could cause some problems on those sweep plays, which Colin Wimmers ran so effectively last week against Worthington. Gain of one, third and long for the Monarchs. Jackson Snyder checking into the game with the play. Stackhouse, Strickland, and Wimmers to the right. Snyder to the left, shotgun formation, blitz showing by the Bears. Carper's going to roll out to his right. He's going to cut back to his left. He's got a swarm of Bears to get around. He makes a man miss, and he's brought down. There's going to be a loss of about two or three on the play, so that'll bring out Nolan Phillips to punt.
He got away from the first couple guys, but, you know, couldn't get away from everybody because they were swarming all over
they
there.
They were. Excuse me, folks. OSU Marion, your Ohio State experience is yours to create, and they're there to help support you along the way. It's the same culture of caring that, as Ohio State, the diploma does say the Ohio State University. Go to osumarion.osu.edu. Back for the Bears, there's Cooper Ailes to return the punt. He's at about the 50. Nolan Phillips will be inside the 5, standing on the 3. And we're going to have a flag. Looks like delay a game on the Monarchs. Not the best start for Marysville.
Not a good way to start. The Cooper Ailes, they were saying, he's a freshman.
Yes, I did hear that before the game. That's impressive.
It is very impressive. I mean, it's not only that you're, you know, able to do that, but you're out on the field on Friday night,
right,
too.
So now 4th and 17. Line of scrimmage is 13. We're going to have a false start on Marysville.
Back to back. Come on, fellas.
Back-to-back penalties. Not a good start. Now Nolan Phillips will be at the back of his end zone. Yeah.
Heels on the end zone.
If you're Mark Norrie, are you coming for this?
Probably not, because I don't want to give him any yardage back, but you're going to have a decent return here no matter what.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a booming kick. Ailes is going to field it about the 35.
It's his own player that
his
ran into him.
His own player ran into him. So there'll be no call on that. There was a fair catch on that. James Stevenson for the Monarchs was the gunner down there. So Colton Less, their running back A.J. Clark and company, will take over with good field position. I don't think Mike Young liked
inside
that start.
Inside the 40, yeah, you don't want that start by any means there.
This is an offense that started a little sluggish, but really, really picked things up the last three games. So you've got Colton Less out there. A.J. Clark is in the backfield. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They've got a tight end on the right side. Less gets in the shotgun. Clark off to his right hip. Less dropping back, looking to throw. Some pressure coming, going down the field. He's got Cooper Ailes, and it's caught. We've got a flag down. Ailes caught it at about the 3-yard line. The freshman making his impact felt right away. He just ran
He just ran a straight
yeah, he
route.
ran straight down the numbers there, you know, and it was, I think, was that Bising that was
I believe it was Zach Bising.
I think if he turns around, he sees that, he picks that off because that ball was a little short.
So let's see what the call is. Mark Norrie's on the field.
I think they're calling him for pass interference.
Let's see, that's going to be pass interference. You have to decline that.
That's, definitely.
You
yeah,
got
you
the ball on the 3-yard line.
Yeah.
So with 9:42 after the pass interference, it was a completion anyways. It was a sizable game. What do we have, 36 on that, Steve?
Yeah.
So number 43, the freshman Colt Nails, making his presence felt. Less in the shotgun, two men in the backfield. We got a... And there's the give. That's Owen Miller. He's going to go right up in the middle, and he's in. We've got a touchdown. Bears strike first.
Definitely not the way you wanted to get started.
No,
here.
Not at all. Quick strike for the Bears. Number 32, Owen Miller. He is a junior, 6'2", 185 pounds. Picks up the score. Graham Flagar will be on to attempt the PAT. Scratch that, folks. Josh Brickmeyer, Berkheimer. Berkheimer makes it. The PAT is good. We'll be back, folks. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Real Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. For the moment, want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors, Monarchs Roofing, Middlefield Banking, Mike's Roofing, OSU Marion, Duke Insurance, Sheets Intelligent, and, of course, Union Rural Electric. They are your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. What a good start for the Monarchs.
Not the way you wanted to start, and it all kept, you know, compiling when we throw a couple penalties in there when you're trying to punt the ball and, you know, just... And he never usually gets a good kick off the first one.
No.
He usually takes a little bit of time to get in the rhythm of the game, and then he gets some boomers out there. But
so let's see if the Monarchs can answer. 9:17 left in the first quarter. Monarchs went 3 and out. Bears didn't even run 3 plays.
Yeah,
they ran two.
So technically they were 2 and out, but they got a touchdown.
They got a touchdown out of it. Folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to have scores of updates. A lot of games with playoff implication from all over the area. It's going to be a good kick. Strickland's going to field it at the 2. He's got blockers in front of him. He's right in the middle of the field. He's going to caught up to the left, and he's going to be brought down at about the 21-yard line.
Decent return out of that.
Yeah. You got to like that. So Evan Barson in on the tackle for the Bears. So the Monarchs will get a second chance on offense. Let's see if they have an answer. For this red-hot Berlin team.
Yeah, they won. They lose 5 straight
five
to start
straight.
The year, and they've won 3 straight now. And, they beat some decent teams.
Yeah, yeah. They now sit tied for the lead in the OCC Cardinal Division with the Olentangy Braves. One receiver out to the left, 2 to the right. Shotgun formation for Carper. Henry in the backfield. Carper looking to throw. That's going to be just off the hands of Kiefer Stackhouse. Was a little bit high, but...
A little bit high. His hands, he should have had that one, I think.
I don't disagree with that.
And I mean, I'm not down there trying to catch it, but that's what announcers are supposed to say,
no,
right?
No, but Kiefer's, he's a...
He's been pretty good.
He's our leading, second leading receiver?
He's the leading receiver.
Leading receiver?
Yeah.
Usually sure-handed, so a surprise drop by the young man. Duke Insurance, serving Marysville for over 40 years. They're a family-run, family-owned independent agency. See how they can fill your auto, home, and life insurance need. Go to IISAAgencyInc.com. 2nd and 10, ball on the 21-yard line. Owen Harbold in the game now. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left, wing back. Oh, the ball is out. The ball has popped loose, and it's picked up. And Berlin has another touchdown. Unfortunate. Number 55, David Mauser. Nope, that's not 55.
Yeah, that's
there
not,
was a change.
He's number 90 is who that, and whatever. We got a flag there right
We've
now.
We've got all kinds of flags.
So I think that's Brandon Gray is who that is.
Brandon Gray, you're right. You're right, Steve. Thank you for the correction on that. We found out tonight, folks, that there was some uniform changes, some number changes.
Brandon Gray. Brandon Gray.
This does not look like a 3-5 football team.
No. Well, last week we said they didn't look like 1-6 either
right.
at the time, you know, and this is you're hitting these teams and when they're in stride and
yes.
they're, you know, decent, and we've got a I don't know what kind of play we were trying to run there, but it didn't work.
I don't know what it was, if it was a miscommunication between Carper and Henry, but the ball basically shot out behind Carper.
I don't know if he was what he was trying to do with it, but they were running to the left, and next thing you know, we see the ball pop out, and the big guy gets it and rumbles into the end zone.
There you have it. So 13-0 real quick. Berkheimer in to attempt the PAT. Tyson Dent is the holder.
Was shades of years ago when Ben Warden picked up a fumble and ran at about 7 yards
yeah.
back.
There's the snap. The kick is good.
Much better kick there, too.
14-0. Bears race out to an early lead. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 at AM 1270, powered by Union Real Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Under the Lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks, at Olentangy Berlin High School, and we're in Bear Country, and it is showing. Berlin out 14-0. Fumble recovery by Brandon Gray for the Bears puts them on top.
Yeah, that's not a. That's we said a minute ago. It wasn't a good start. We didn't mean for him to go backwards and you know, do the same thing again. This is good. We're just going to make this thing, you know, the best comeback we've ever had. How's that?
We could do that. I'm down with it. I'm here for it, Steve.
I think it makes sense in my crazy brain, but yeah.
Give a big shout-out to Steve and Wendy Grimm listening tonight. Didn't make the trip out to Berlin. Hope you guys have a good Friday night and have fun at Bowling Green. Go Falcons tomorrow. So here we go, the Monarchs. For the third time, but they've only ran five plays. It's going to be another booming kick, and it's going to go back in the end zone. Wimmers won't have a chance in it. So, Steve, you've got to make some quick adjustments, right?
Yeah, and I'm not smart enough to know what those adjustments are right at this moment. You know, I'm hoping Coach Lauka understands that. I'm sure he does. But, I mean, you got to basically just start over. I mean, you've got to be able to establish the run here.
Yeah, I agree. Want to give a big shout-out and thank you for Coach Jason Hara for sitting down with us. Enjoyed talking to him. Last week it was Justin Lauk, offensive coordinator. Got a little insights to the coordinators of the Monarch football team. So it was good. Really enjoyed talking to them. They're good guys.
Who
Love
knew that the majority of our coaching staff came from Elgin?
Yeah, right.
Elgin and up in the Marion and North Union area and stuff, yeah.
Here we go. One receiver to the left, two to the right. They're going to fake it to Henry. Carper looking downfield. He's looking for Cale Strickland, and that's going to be picked off.
This is not good here.
Takura.
J.J. Henry just popped him out of bounds. A little bit of frustration there, I'm assuming, but
I would imagine Zach Takura, with the interception. He is 6'1", 195-pound.
There was a flag on that play. I'm not sure who that went on. I'm assuming that's against Berlin for blocking the back, maybe. I don't know. The region that it was thrown in.
Coach Mark Norrie is out there talking to the refs. Monarchs will send their defense out. So let's see.
Sideline warning.
Yep. So three Monarch drives have a three and out and two turnovers.
Yeah, the last two series, we've ran one play apiece.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it if they want to pass here, but I think I would have done 10-yard out maybe instead of trying to throw that big play and make that big splash.
There was a triple coverage right there. It was a risky throw by Carper.
So he was a couple of steps away from getting drilled anyway, so he had to get rid of it.
That's a good call, Steve. He was. He stayed in the pocket as long as he possibly could.
It's a 34-yard return.
So they're going to mark it back as it was a penalty on the Braves. So they're on the 31-yard line. Again, we'll have really good field position. Let's see if the Monarchs can get a stop here on defense, folks. Tune in tomorrow. Ohio State, the Buckeyes, number one team in the nation, traveling to Wisconsin to face former Ohio State alum coach Luke Fickell. Les rolling out to throw. He's rolling his right. He's got time. Hunter Sheldon fell, and it's complete. And we have another score. Dallin Maxson from 31 yards out. Hunter Sheldon fell.
Yeah, Colton Les hit him. He was wide open there.
He was wide open. Sheldon just lost his feet. Just lost his feet.
Yeah, lost the footing out there. I mean, it's not like it's turf field, so you got to have decent, but yeah. Just fell down. It happens.
It happens, unfortunately. So, wow.
So this is not how we expected to start this one for sure, and it's definitely deflating, but we got to get some
yardage, get the defense off the field. Berkheimer in to attempt the PAT. He's been perfect in the first two. The kick is up, and it's good. 21-0. Your score here early in Olentangy, Berlin. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university in a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read THE Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks, in beautiful Olentangy Berlin High School. The Bears showing why they've won three in a row. Three straight scores, two turnovers, and a partridge and a pear tree.
I was going to go with the partridge and the pear tree. That's the only thing we could think of right now. Yeah.
So Fleger will kick off. That's going to be, again, in the end zone, so no return possibility.
You know, pretty soon I think his legs are going to get tired. They're going to be a little shorter.
So.
I would kind of hope so, you know.
So the 31-yard pass play from Colton Les to Dallin Maxson.
A little simple rollout pass to the right, and, you know, DB fell down, and he was wide open at the 10, and he took it in the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was just unlucky, really.
Yeah. It's a mistake. It's not anything that really can be prevented. It just happens.
It just happens. You just got to put it behind you.
Yep.
So 8:38 left in the first quarter here at week 9. Senior night here at Olentangy. Three-man punt for the Braves. There's the give. Nope. Harper on the keeper. Picked up a few there. Faked it to J.J. Henry.
Four out of that.
Yeah, I actually like that call right there.
Yeah, that's your standard belly read. He's taking an eye on that defensive end to see where he's going to bite. And if he goes to the try to get J.J. Henry on that, he just tucks it and goes himself.
Yep. Stackhouse out to the left, Strickland to the right. Backs in the backfield. There's the give. That's going to be J.J. Henry. He's going to spin and be brought down. Another gain there. It was 2nd and 6. He picked up a couple more, make it 3rd and manageable.
Yeah, definitely. He's only got, 2 yards left out of that.
Yep,
we need positive yardage here to get these guys out of the hole and get a good drive and keep that defense off the field for a little bit.
I agree with that. 3rd and 2, ball on the 28-yard line.
I think you're looking at two plays here if there's no loss yardage.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Henry in the backfield. Carper's going to keep it. He's going to roll out to the left. He's got the first down, and then somebody's at the 35 and brought down at about the 39-yard line. So big third down conversion for this Monarch offense.
They needed that for sure.
Yes, they did.
It was straight design run all the way. Shotgun, and he just took it on his own.
Yep. Picked up about 10 on that.
Yep.
So there you have it. Give another shout-out to Todd and Lori Wheeler. They're always listening, tuning in. If I know Todd, he's got a fire going. It's perfect fire night.
Perfect fire night for, you know, Pitt, not for something else to burn.
Correct.
Yeah.
So there's, it's a fake. And Colton or Carper just kind of lost his footing again.
Yeah, that's
there.
The second one we've seen slip a little bit. So maybe it is a little slick out there. Gained a yard on that. Nothing crazy, but it could have been worse.
With that
You got a couple
slip.
Back.
So
but it's positive. 6:46 left, first quarter, 21-0. The score, Bears on top early. Owen Harbold checks into the game with the play. He's going to go out wide to the left. Stackhouse out wide to the right. One receiver to the slot left side. Colin Wimmers, the H-back, he goes in motion right to left. They're going to give it to Colin, try to sweep. He's going to get brought down hard. Boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah, Grant lost Gibson. About 5-6 on that.
Yeah, Gibson in on the tackle, so not what you want on second down.
Well, see, these guys play that different defense where you've got those three guys in the interior and you play those two backers. They can either play up like defensive ends or they play on the out edge of it, and we can't get to the edge. I remember this from last year. You're not getting to the edge on these guys.
No.
You got to be able to get something going up the middle to get those guys to commit a little bit before you can get on the outside.
Yep. Jackson Snyder out wide to the right. Strickland in the slot to the right. Stackhouse to the left. Carper looking to throw. He's got plenty of time. Now he's going to step up in the pocket. It's collapsing. He's rolling the left. He's bouncing out again. They still can't get to him. He's going to make a throw, and that's going to be complete to Colin Wimmers.
Depends on where they mark it. He might have the first there.
Yeah, but there's some laundry down at about the 30-yard line that's probably going to come against Marysville. Monarchs Roofing, the quality you want, the protection you need, and service you deserve. Another great family-owned and operated business serving Marysville, Dublin, Plain City, Delaware, and surrounding areas. Call 937-738-2318.
Chop block on that, Scotty.
I feel like we've seen a few of those, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, but I don't agree with a lot of the stuff they do either, so I do recognize that part of it. I got it in
20. So that'll back it up quite a bit. Not what the Monarchs needed as they were finally trying to sustain a little bit of offense.
They got a nice little play out of that. They marked him short. I think he was a lot closer than it was. But yeah, that's a spot foul,
that's
too. Isn't
it? That's a 20-yard penalty, so it'll be 3rd and 33 for the Monarchs.
What kind of play you drawing up for there?
I'm handing the ball off. But I'm not coach. It's going to be a little screenplay. That's going to be Colin Wimmers. He's going to pick up positive
still
yardage,
dragging,
but not even close.
Not much.
He fight like we talked about. He fights hard for every yard he gets. Liam Donahue in on the tackle for the Bears.
One thing I've noticed about, we talked about these guys playing defense on the edges here. The interior three are running stunts. The last time they were up there, none of them got down in a three-point stance or even a four-point stance. They just started moving around like this. You know, you're not sure who to block at that point.
No, you're not. Gain of 6 on that pass play to Wimmers. Nolan Phillips will be in the punt. Cooper Ailes will be at about midfield. It's a good snap, and it's a high, booming punt. Ailes is going to wave it off for a fair catch and have it at about the 49-yard line. And why the sheets not, Steve?
Why the sheets not?
Join their My Sheets Reward Club. For every dollar you spend, you can earn points off of great savings of things like coffee. Steve, did you have a Sheets coffee this morning?
I did not have a Sheets coffee this morning. I didn't need gas this morning, so I didn't stop there.
That's what it is. Great breakfast sandwiches, snacks, gas, and more. Your one-stop shop over there located at 5 Points in Marysville.
Actually, you know, the one in Marysville is nice, but they just opened a new one by my office.
Oh, yeah?
So it's right down the street from me, too.
You're covered by Sheets.
I'm covered by Sheets. They're popping up everywhere in Central Ohio.
They are. 4:32 left in the first quarter, 21-0 the score. Three receivers to the left for the Bears. Less in the shotgun, running back off his left hip. And that's going to be A.J. Clark, his first carry of the night. And he's going to pick up a couple and be brought down at about the 46-yard line. So maybe 3.
That's their second run of the night.
First one went for a touchdown.
First one went for a touchdown.
They've only ran, what, like 8 plays?
Not even that. I think I'm at 6 right now.
Gain of 3. Two receivers to the left, pistol formation. Big tight end Luke Cuckler on the right side up at the line. Monarch showing a four-man front. Pressure is coming. There's the give to Clark right up the middle. He makes a man miss, and he's down at about the 35-yard line. Brock Powers with a touchdown-saving tackle.
Shoestring tackle, what they used to say, yeah.
Him and Carter Dunn.
Carter Dunn in there, yep. He's had a good season so far.
You know, the linebackers have played really solid all year. I think it's a good linebacker.
Junior, right?
That's a good question. You asked me.
We didn't interview him yesterday, so.
No, he is a junior, so we'll have him back. So there's the give to A.J. Clark. He's going to get across the 30-yard line, pick up about 6 more. And speaking of Dunn, he was the man that brought the ball carrier down.
Then we're on the 29.
Yeah, he got 7 out of that, I think, is what I see.
Ball on the 29-yard line. So, yeah, gain of 7, 2nd and 3. 3:10 left in the quarter. Monarchs trying to keep the Bears out of the end zone. 2 receivers to the left. Slot back just off the right side. Pistol formation. And there's the give to Clark again. He makes a little hop move, and he's brought down. He should be just short of the first down.
Yep, just short of it. Got him about 2.5.
So, yeah, yeah, about that. So they're going to have 3rd and 1, the official spot.
3rd and very, very manageable with their offense they've got going.
Absolutely.
Right now.
I would take a shot down the field.
You're
up 21-0.
You're going to run 2 plays here anyway. I don't think this is kicking. You could with the kid that was on it. It would be about a 45-yarder, 48-yarder.
Who we saw in warm-up has not been kicking the field goals.
Yeah.
Flieger has not been. It's been Josh Berkheimer. Another pistol formation. Les bobbles the snap, and he's going to be brought down by Mo Saidi for a loss back at the 37-yard line. Colton Les just couldn't hold on the snap,
yeah,
and we've got a flag down.
Oh.
It's in the area near where Hunter Sheldon is. We're not sure what the call was. I didn't see any Bears over there. So let's see. Defensive holding, perhaps?
I hope not.
Well, the referees are discussing it. One walks over to talk to Mike Young. Coach Young wants an explanation as to what happened. He's probably not going to be happy. Marysville's walking backwards, which tells me that's on them. It's a personal foul, dead ball foul. So a couple of things you talked about, the penalties and the turnovers, have not gone our way.
I didn't want to be right with that.
No. We've seen some familiar penalties that we've seen from this Monarch team with the chop block and the personal foul. So that'll make it 1st and 10 on the 18-yard line.
He should have to tell us what he did for the personal foul, just so we can be able to know. It's one of the things you got to know.
It was way away from the play. I mean, it was, you know, 20 yards away, so less than the shotgun. Going to look to throw, and that's going to be almost picked off. It was a little high.
Tried to run some quick tight end jump pass and didn't work.
Didn't work. Intended for Landon Sexton. We got more laundry on the field. Let's see what the call is. Usually that's something like a hold or a legal man downfield.
Legal man downfield, but they don't give you much leeway with that. It's only a yard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can, which guy is supposed to look at that, but. I mean, some of these guys fall over in their yard out of it. I don't know if that counts or not, but.
No. who knows? Who knows anymore? Ball on the 23-yard line, 1st and 15 at the penalty. Monarchs setting their defense, showing a 4-man front. Less in the shotgun, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Left is going to tuck it and run. He's got some room. There's a flag down in the backfield, but he's down at about the 10-yard line. That's got to be a hold from where that was at. Not a super clean game for either team right now.
No, not a super clean game at all, no. I can't keep up with these stats. The good thing is Paul's sitting next to me so I can look over his shoulder like I'm, you know, cheating in, you know, English class or something.
There you go. Big shout out to our guy Paul Devine, keeping stats for the Monarchs. Longtime coach, longtime Marysville family, actually. So now it'll be 1st and 25 after the holding penalty. Looks like the Monarchs' best defensive play is the penalty against the Bears right now. It's also their biggest enemy on offense.
Yeah, I don't think you can have it both ways there, but
right. Buck 33 left in the first quarter. 21-0 is the score. 1st and 25 for the Bears. They're going to tuck it and give it to Clark, who's going to get bottlenecked up in the middle.
Grady Evans in there.
Yeah, a whole slew of Monarchs. Carter Dunn coming up out of that pile. So
in radio land, you can't see this, but you've got guys on the edge, wideouts that are blocking our DBs, and they are just giving them fits.
Yeah.
They are, guys in the front here and guys on the backside, they are just they're just pushing them around.
No, they are. They're definitely having their way in the trenches, away from the trenches. This is a good blocking football team. And not surprising. I mean, those are the kinds of things that coaches preach anymore. I know a lot of coaches that say if you want to play wide receiver, not only do you have to catch the ball, you got to be able to block downfield. Got a Bear coming up. He was kind of injured. That's number 52, Joe Beeler.
he's walking off. He's got a couple of knee braces and an ankle brace, and, you know, it's tough to start out with to play in those to begin with. Even if you're a little banged up. He does not look like he's having a good time walking to the sideline.
No, he does not. He's being assisted, but it's kind of favoring the one side. So we got second and 20, ball on the 28-yard line. 1:11 left first quarter, 21-0. It's been all Bears thus far. Monarchs, two turnovers, both led to scores, one directly, one indirectly. Colton Less in the shotgun. A.J. Clark comes out of the backfield, goes in motion. Less fakes the screen, and he's going to go up the middle. And he's going to be brought down at about the...
Got about 5 yards on that, nothing crazy.
He'll bring up third. Third and about 16.
Yep. So I definitely think they can make a field goal from here, or they can attempt one.
I'm not
going to make it, but he was pretty consistent in warm-up. We were watching him.
Yeah.
But that was also somebody different, so we don't know if they're going to pull Heller out of there.
So 25 seconds left in the quarter, 10 seconds on the play clock, and it is ticking. Less in the shotgun, two receivers left, one to the right. Running back off his left hip. He's looking to throw. He's got time. He's going downfield. He's got a man, and it's almost picked off. Brady Carper got in there and broke it up, made a great read on the ball, and stepped in front of the receiver.
I'm not sure he intentionally didn't drop that, because if he catches it, he's on the one.
Right.
And he was probably thinking, I got to run the offense, too. I don't want to be down here at the one-yard line.
So here is Graham Plagar to kick. He's going to hit the field goal or attempt to.
Be about 41-yarder is what I'm looking at right now.
He's on the holder. Tyce Stent is at the 31. So it'll be a long field goal. Ball's on the right hash mark. He's got the range. And that kick is up, and it is no good.
Had a high snap he had to get. And, you know, the kicker took a half a second delay on it and just couldn't get the motion going. Big mistake for them. For us.
A little break for the Monarchs. Folks, just heard a score. Dublin Jerome on top of Olentangy, 17-0. Darby on top of Thomas Worthington, 14-0. Bradley over Orange, 7-0. Fairbanks on top of Triad, 20-0 there in North Lewisburg. Liberty beating Davidson, 7-0.
Darby up on Thomas Winkworth, 14-0 already.
14 now. Over on WVXG, the Freddies of Fredericktown leading the Blue Devils from Danville, 7-6. Lancaster losing to Canal Winchester, 27-0. So Monarchs get a quick playoff, incomplete pass. Bring up 2nd and 10 on the 20-yard line. That field goal by Flager, I was surprised. He was booming him.
Well, I think that
you think the snap was
had to do a lot with the snap because he didn't delay much, but it was probably a half a second, which is not, you know, kickers are weird dudes. I mean, they got to keep the rhythm. Yeah.
So here we go. Carper looking to throw, two receivers to the right. He's rolling out to the left. His pressure's coming, and it's going to be just thrown
out
of bounds.
I like that. That's a little maturity there because he's realizing I'm going to try and push this pass in too tight somewhere, I'm just going to get rid of it and try another play.
And that's the end of the first quarter, folks. Your score, 21-0. Berlin on top. Come on back. We got three more quarters left. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates.
Telligent monitors their service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
Holy cow, folks, we're back, and the play started off. They could not get Brady Carper down as he was scrambling in the backfield. He breaks free and hit Colin Wimmers. The ball was on the Monarchs' 20-yard line on 3rd and 10, and they're spotting it on the Bears' 15-yard line. Wow.
That's a crazy play.
Carper was all over the place. They couldn't get to him. Wimmers broke free and made a nice run after the catch. First and 10 on the 15-yard line after the 65-yard gain. There's J.J. Henry. He's going to break outside to the left hash mark. Get picked up about 4 on that. That's a spark the Monarchs
needed.
That's
a spark they needed for sure. And it, you know, it's just a testament to what we've been saying all year. There's no quitting these guys.
No.
You're down 21-0, so what? We're still going to fight. We're still going to play.
Brady Carper must have scrambled for about 10 seconds back there.
Yeah, definitely.
At least. So, about a gain of nine on the play. So, second and one receiver out wide to the right, one to the left. Two backs in the backfield. That's Henry and Wimmers. They're going to give it to Colin Wimmers. He's got the first down and then some. Let's see what they call it.
Oh, no, they're marking him down.
They're marking him down at the one-yard line.
I want to see the replay.
Throw the flag.
Throw the challenge flag. Come on.
Wow. Monarchs offense showing a lot of life here to start the second quarter. First and goal on the 1 yard line. Thinking we're going to see a Carper keeper here.
Carper keeper? Yeah, I think so.
I just like saying that.
It's fun. It's one of those things that you really like to play.
Yeah. Well, I like it especially when it punches into the end zone for six points. So here we are, Carper under center. Everybody on the line is going to give it to J.J.
No, they have no signal yet. That's something new. They had all three backs lined up.
Yeah.
You know, straight like they're running, not even running a wishbone. You know, it was just straight up shoulder to shoulder back there.
No gain. Sam Bruce in on the tackle for the Bears. 21-0 is the score here. Let's see if the Monarchs can get on the board. Cut the lead by 7. Carper under center, that three-back formation as Steve talked about. We got a flag on the play.
Offsides on a defense. We get a touchdown or no? Or is they give him an encroachment? They call it before the play starts.
Middle Field Banking over on Coleman's Crossing, proudly serving 19 communities across northern, northeastern, central, and western Ohio. Go to middlefieldbank.bank. See how they can satisfy your banking needs. It's going to be second and about an inch.
So did they just do the play over? What did they, you know, because usually you would get
the 5 yards at half the distance
or first
the goal
down
line.
Or something, you know.
So here we go, Carper under center.
That's offsides again on them.
Is it offsides?
Yeah, because they bumped into him.
Yeah.
They bumped into him.
Nope, it's offsides again on Berlin. You can't move the ball any closer unless you just give him the touchdown.
Yeah, you just kind of shimmy it a little forward because it's right on the line.
It's right on the goal line.
Let's see if Coach Locke pulls out this eagle play he talks about.
Yeah.
Nope, not the formation.
The give, and he got popped. I didn't even see who the ball carrier was. He got hit hard. It was Brock Powers, we're being told. Wow, he got leveled.
Yeah, it was a cleater. he got knocked off his cleats.
So it's going to be third down after the two back-to-back offsides penalties on Berlin. Monarchs trying to score 8:31 and left in half. 21-0 your score. Carper under center again. He's going to keep it. He's got it this time, though. I would be surprised if they didn't give it to him.
How are they not calling that? How can he be short?
I don't know. It looked to me like he punched right through a little hole there. The ball had to have crossed the goal line. There it is.
So Carper punches it in from 1 yard out.
It wasn't even a yard.
1 inch out. Puts the Monarchs on the board with 8:05 left in the half.
We'll take that, you know, but that, you know, doesn't do good for their stat line when they have three penalties for 4 inches.
Isaac Heller on to attempt the PAT. The kick is up and it's good. 21-7. Monarchs finally on the board. You're listening to Monarch Radio on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. And check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. After about nine tries, the Monarchs finally get into the end zone. There were two offsides penalties on the Bears at second and one, and basically Carper just had to dive forward to punch it in. Heller will be on to kick off. A.J. Clark and Cooper Ailes back for the Bears. It's going to be a line drive kick, and that's going to go out of bounds.
Oh, now he's, yeah, there, there he throws
There's
the flag.
The flag.
That's another mistake you don't need right there, too.
No, you got to stop giving them good field position.
What do they get, the ball in the 35 right there now?
Is it the 30 or 35? Folks, tune in Monday through Friday in the morning. Mark, Pam, Sherry, and the gang at Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club, covering all your needs, all your info for Delaware, Marysville, and surrounding areas.
Yep, 35.
Yep, you were right. So first and 10 on the 35-yard line, Bears going left to right. Monarchs finally get a little spark on the big pass play to start the quarter. A 65-yard catch and run from Carper to Colin Wimmers, and it was a beautiful run by Colin.
Yeah, it was.
Tight
beautiful
end goes
catch,
in,
yeah.
Tight end goes in motion from right to left. There's the give. That's going to be Clark. He's going to be brought down from behind, and there's a flag.
These guys like their penalties.
Yeah. I think the flags just fall out of their pockets.
Yeah,
they're spring-loaded,
possible.
And as they step, they pop out and fly.
All start.
So penalty will be against the Bears, so that'll negate the run.
That'll be okay.
Yeah, maybe the Monarchs will get a little life here and get a little luck. It'll be first and 15 back on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, defense needs to step up here and get a stop, get that offense back out.
I agree.
Maybe try to get a score in here before half to make it a little bit closer. But
and Olentangy Berlin gets the ball to start. Two receivers out to the left. Tight end on the right side in tight. Ball on the right hash mark. There's the give. That's going to be Clark. He's going to bounce outside, and he's going to get just past the original line of scrimmage.
Get 6 yards out of that almost. Yep. Yep.
Deacon Henry in on the stop for the Monarchs. Mike's Roofing. The quote you receive for your new roof will be clear and simple with no hidden costs. Family owned and operated since 1960. Go online. Get that quote. Go to mikesroofinginc.com for more. So, yeah, Steve, you were right. Gain of 6. Ball on the right hash mark. Two receivers to the left. A.J. Clark goes in motion out of the backfield. He's in the slot. It's going to be that fake run to Colton Less. They pick up on it a little bit quicker this time.
Yeah.
J.J. Henry, Carter Dunn in on the tackle.
I think that motion's trying to pull somebody from the linebacker area to, you know, to follow him in the flats, and it, you know, that's a design run play from the start.
We've seen it twice tonight. He does that quick little pump fake and just turns around and goes. So gain of 6 on the play, 3rd and 3. Clark comes out of the game. Owen Miller will check in. So here we go, big 3rd down play for the Monarchs. 3rd and 3, under 7 minutes in the half, 21-7 is the score. There's the give to Miller.
Nope.
He's going to get stuffed and go nowhere. Big stand by the Monarch
line.
Lost yards on that, probably three or four.
Yeah. So I think three was where it was. He was at the 42.
Yeah.
Marked it just inside the 39-yard line. So let's see. It's hard to see what they're going to do with Colton Les being the punter, like you said, opening of the broadcast, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to do anything here. But,
you're still up 14.
Yeah. You don't need to try and create anything or create some magic here. But
the Monarchs are not putting anybody back. There's a little confusion, it looks like. Now dropping back is Brady Carper. Les is rolling out to his right. He's going to kick it, and Carper's going to let it bounce. And it takes a little Monarch bounce and kind of stops at the...
Nope, it's more Monarch bounce there.
Was headed towards the 30 and took a little hop, skip, and a jump back to about the 34.
So that's even a little deceiving here when he's back there punting, one being the quarterback, and two, he starts out with that rugby punt where he starts to run. You think he's going to run? You know, I'm sure they've watched some film. That's why they didn't put anybody back. So it's like you kind of got to...
Carper
account for him all the time.
Yeah, no, that's a good call, Steve. Carper kind of at the last minute drifted back. So the Monarchs will have the ball on the 34-yard line, trailing 21-7 with 6:04. Score here would breathe a little more life into this Monarch team. Bears get the ball to start the second half. Carper in the shotgun. He's got blockers out front. He's going to roll out to his left. He's got some space, and he's down close to the 40-yard line.
Good cut back there. He was trying to string it out, and he had some blockers out there to his left and went ahead and hit a seam up the gut.
So another it looks like player. We got a bear down. Folks, having problems with your business or office phones? Check out Telligent. Anywhere from 1 to 100 lines, they can cover you. They also have VoIP office phone systems for as low as $70 a month. Go to TELEGENT.net and see how they can meet your business needs.
Number 20 is the injured player.
Chase Arnold, senior linebacker. Sorry, Steve, didn't mean to step
you're
on
good.
There.
No, I'm just rattling the number off.
I like it. He's up and walking on his own. We like to see that.
I'm guessing that's a little stinger with the way his head is hanging there. I mean, that's... I've had those before. They're not fun.
They're not.
All I do now is sleep wrong on the couch.
Yeah.
Wake up with a kink in my neck.
That's the difference between a 17-year-old man and middle-aged guys like 55 us.
55-year-old.
I wasn't going to put the number out
there. I don't care. You know me. I've never cared about
that. I know
you've
never cared about that. Second and five, ball on the 39-yard line. Both running backs on either side. They're going to give it to J.J. Henry. He's going to bounce out to the left, turn the corner, spin, and he's still up. Nice run there by J.J. Going to be close to the first down depending on where the spot is.
Gives him 3 or 4 yards there. I think a key for these guys now is that the pursuit is there. These guys are pursuing to the end. They're cutting off the end runs for us. Is we got to find a lane to cut back, because if they're over pursuing, there's got to be a lane to cut back to get some runs.
That's what JJ did there. Hit the triangle button, had a little spin, picked up an extra couple of yards, third and one, so gain of 4 on the run by Henry. Off to a great season this year. Cromwell and Strickland go out wide to the left. Stackhouse to the right. There's the give. That's going to be Henry again. He should have enough for the first down as the ball's at about the 45.
Yep, got him 2 yards for the first down there. They didn't even let him set the ball. They started moving downs markers up.
So 21-7 is the score here, 4:50 left in the half. Stick around at halftime. Steve and I will recap the game. We'll give you some stats, some info, some scores, a little Skip Mossick maybe in there. Of course, he's not here. In case
he's in our pocket. That's why we call him Little.
Two receivers out to the left. Stackhouse and Strickland. Shotgun formation. Colin Wimmer's on the left side. High snap. Carper's able to hold on to it. Get out to the left. And get out to about the 50-yard line. And we've got
still,
a flag down.
He didn't have the sideline there. But he cut back and gained an extra 2 out of that.
Maybe
that could actually be beneficial going down the...
That could be. You're right. Looks like we're going to have...
It's got to be face mask, I think.
I would think so. Yep, there it is against the Bears. It was late near the end of the play.
Well, the reason I say that is because I didn't think it could be anybody against Marysville, because there was Carper and then there was 5 blue jerseys. So I didn't think he did anything wrong, but who knows, you know?
That's a good observation. So the ball will be on the 37-yard line. That's a spot foul.
Must have been the unintentional one.
Yeah. So first and goal on the 2-yard line. One receiver out to the right, one out to the left. There's the give. That's J.J. Henry. He picks up maybe one.
1.5 I'm giving him there.
Sam Bruce in on the tackle for Olentangy Berlin. Clock still runs 4:10 in the second quarter. 21-7 is the score here. Olentangy dominated the first half, rushing out to 3 early touchdowns, creating 2 turnovers as well. Marysville's controlled the second quarter, though. Owen Harbold out wide to the right. Strickland inside of him. Stackhouse to the left. There's the give to Henry. He's got some room. He's at the outside. He's at the 40 and brought down at about the 37. That's a Monarch first down.
About 8 yards on that play, too. That was good.
Big run there for JJ, trying to get his motor running.
It was a nice little read option they had going there. They had a couple guys running that way. And, you know, Carper just read it good. They over-pursued a little bit and cut back in the middle.
Yep, ball spot at the 38-yard line, first and 10. Berlin's got 3 timeouts. Marysville has 2. Receivers split out on either side. Both backs in the backfield. Carper in the shotgun. There's the give to Wimmers. Swallowed up by a sea of Bears.
There's a whole slew of those guys in there.
Yep.
For that. No gain on that play at all.
Next week, tune in, 6 o'clock for the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable. Monarchs will be at home on senior night hosting an old familiar foe, the Hilliard Derby Panthers.
Week 10.
Week 10.
Hoping there's going to be a week 11. I mean, well, there is. I just want to be involved in it, yeah.
Hopefully the Monarchs will make it. They're trying to make a playoff push. So is Berlin. So is Derby, for that matter. Jackson Snyder out wide to the left. Man goes in motion. There's the give to Henry.
Tough as nails, still running up the middle, taking a bunch of hits and getting about 4 or 5 yards out of it.
I wish we were able to track his yards after contact, because they're a lot.
Yeah.
He does not give up. So it'll be 3rd and mid-range, 3rd and 6 to be exact. Upper Arlington on top of Dublin Kaufman, 21-0. Kaufman having a down year.
You could say that for sure. You got a new coach out there, so he's got to get his own culture going and stuff too. So, I mean, that's rough to start.
Carper rolling out, looking for Gage Henry. Blitz is coming. He's going to throw it away. Almost picked off.
That was one of those where it's like you're trying to get rid of it. You're trying to throw it away, but it's like really, really close to intentional grounding and really, really close to being picked off.
Yep. Luckily, J.J. Henry was in the area, so that'll bring up 4th and 6 with 1:57 left after the incompletion.
So they always say, you know, if you're in the area, what is, you know, we talked earlier about
what's the one radius?
What's the area? You know, talk about the 1 yard of getting the man downfield too much on a pass play. What's the area for this?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe we'll ask Paul at halftime. He'll be able to tell us.
He probably knows. Play clock's at 5 and running down. Monarchs are going to take 30 seconds, so we'll take 30 seconds. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both 4-year and 2-year PATH scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric service are eligible to compete in this one-time scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit URE.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
Isaac Heller in to attempt the field goal from about 51 yards. He's been close in 54 a couple times. The snap is up. The kick is up, and it is just short.
Would have made it from 48 pretty easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Those are things we just don't attempt, and we, you know, this is our 3rd one this year. Still good to give him that, because one of these times he's going to have some wind behind him or something, or
he's
catch it in the sweet spot and get it. Kind of like, who was the NFL guy that hit a 67-yarder, but they called timeout, and he hit the crossbar and it bounced over, so he technically made it, but it was going to be the longest one outdoors.
Just under 2 minutes left in the half. Coach Young showing the confidence in his kicker. He's got the strength. You're right.
Yeah,
he's gonna catch one. 3 receivers to the left. It's a little dink and dunk pass, and the ball comes loose, so that's incomplete.
Your quarterback hits him. Carper.
Yeah. Pass intended for Landon Sexton. Ball on the 20-yard line, second and 10. The Monarchs get three and out here. They might have another shot.
Our favorite natural resource officer is listening to us now.
Oh.
Jake just got out of the tree, he said.
I'm not going to ask what he was doing in the tree. It could be anything.
Yeah.
So there's the give to Clark. He's going to bounce out to the right. He's got a little room across the 25-yard line.
He said Ticon's here. He's trying to get him to come over to see us in the press box.
Ah.
Love talking to Tyler.
Always love him. Marysville alum, offensive lineman, West Virginia offensive lineman.
Yep, played for West Virginia.
Yep.
Thought for sure he'd see more playing time. I think he got caught in between some different coaches and,
yeah,
and different players.
I thought
and stuff
for
too.
Sure, especially going into his senior year, you know, he was listed a backup center on the depth chart. So third and four, ball on 26-yard line, 66 ticks left on the clock. Blitz is coming. There's the give to Colton Less, and he's going to get nothing on that.
Well, let's call timeout here, Coach. Let's see if we can get something in.
You got 55 seconds. No gain on that play.
That's the second three and out we've had for these guys, right? That's, you know, it's positive, but we can't have those mistakes where you give up those points early.
Right.
And you're fighting back from this stuff all the time.
Right.
I think you may be asking why.
Coach Young wanted the ball, wanted to make sure he had plenty of time. Timeout was called with 52 seconds left. So the Monarchs will get the ball back with a shot to get some points on the board and cut this lead down, hopefully by another seven. So let's see. Some discussion on the sideline between Coach Norrie in his eighth season.
Yeah, he's the only coach they've had, right?
He's the only coach that they've had here. This is the school's been in existence for 8 years, and, man, he has built a program.
Definitely. They started that first year and didn't have a senior because they didn't want to take any from the other school.
Right.
They want him to be able to graduate at their own school.
He built this program from the Pee Wee Leagues up. Nobody back deep for the Monarchs, less to punt. Now Carper kind of drop back. It's going to be a high and a booming punt, and it's going to stop right at about the 43-yard or 47-yard line. We got a late flag down, came flying across the field. That's one of your favorites there, Steve, where they throw the ball about or the flag about 20 yards.
Yeah. I'm like, he's at the 35 and he throws it past the 50. I'm like, yeah. Oh.
So that's going to be against the Monarchs. It's going to be another blocking foul.
I don't understand.
It's been an Achilles all year for the Monarchs.
No, it's been Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. Just snap. You know, it's the bad piece of it. Yeah. Starting now at the 31-yard line.
Not where you want to be. How about this, Steve? Over in Dublin, Jerome scored again on Olentangy. The Braves trailing the Celtics 14-0 in the first half.
Did they get any players back?
I don't know.
That might be a key.
They happen to beat Olentangy tonight. That's going to indirectly help. Well, directly help.
It will directly help.
It'll
get
points as we beat them. Yep. I know everybody up here in the press box at Berlin definitely is. Carper looking to throw. He's going downfield. It's picked off. Pass intended for Jackson Snyder. Tried to hit him. Cooper Ailes with the INT on that.
Tried to hit him in that seam route, running in the middle like everybody does against us. But he was just playing center field and stepped right in front of Jackson Snyder and picked it off, ran it back about another 15, 20 yards too.
Yep. 39 seconds left. Unfortunate break. Marysville started the quarter hot, but it's kind of cooled down offensively a little bit. Defensively, though, they're playing stout.
Defense, they got to rotate some guys in because they're gonna get tired. They've got to catch their breath here at halftime. Hopefully, they can stop them and not let them score here.
Well, you're Mark Norrie, and you get the ball back. Do you put the pedal to the floor? Or?
Oh yeah, no, I'm good. You got 40 seconds left here. I'm going
pistol formation. Nobody split out for the Bears, and Les is going to keep it. He's going to look to throw. He's got a man wide open to the touchdown. And there it is from 27 yards out. The big tight end, Cutler, was all alone.
I really hated that I called that, but
Lincoln Cutler, the tight end from Colton Les from 27 yards out.
Colton Les is 3 for 6.
Just a touchdown, right?
He's got two touchdowns.
Yeah. 27-7, your score here.
It's a good thing he runs a lot.
Well, that helped him there as he rolled out looking like a keeper and threw the ball across the field.
Yeah, that was a hard throw.
Yep. And the PAT is good. 28-7 is the score here. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
In partnership with Ohio's Electric Cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit URE.com.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
We're back, folks. Lincoln Cutler, the big tight end, 6'3", 215 pounds, just caught a 27-yard touchdown from Colton Les. Les is second on the evening.
I mean, the ball wasn't thrown great. It was a little fluttery, a little duck.
There was nobody there.
But he didn't have anybody within 20 yards of him.
Everybody drifted over as Colton Les kind of rolled out to the right looking like it was going to be a keeper and threw the ball diagonal across the field, near side to far side. Cutler was right there. So here's the kickoff. This one is going to be fielded by Cale Strickland. He's at the 15, and he's brought down at about the 26-yard line with 30 seconds left, and we got more laundry. So let's see what the call is. It's going to be against the Monarchs.
Blocking the backs, what that was, or what, holding? Or
I think it was a hold.
I don't really think it matters.
Penalties. Hampering the Monarchs site. Coaching staff's not going to be happy with
that. I have 7 penalties.
That sounds about right.
75 yards.
Whew. Not going to win a lot of ball games like that.
Ball on 75 yards of penalties, 2 turnovers. Yeah, you're not winning any games like that.
Ball on the 18-yard line. Carper in the shotgun, 2 receivers to the right. They're going to give it that it's going to be J.J. Henry. He's going to be swallowed up real quick with 25 seconds on the clock running.
So,
there was a loss of 1 on the play.
Lost the yard. Did Berlin call timeout or did we call timeout?
We don't have any, so Berlin had to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was nice of them.
Yeah.
So, folks, tune in tomorrow. Ohio State, Wisconsin, 3:30 kickoff. Buckeyes trying to stay undefeated on the road again, facing the Luke Fickell-led Badgers.
That's a hard place to play.
That's Camp Randall's hard.
I don't think the talent is in Wisconsin to give Ohio State any trouble whatsoever.
They've had some struggles this year. And you know, one thing we really haven't seen, and we haven't had to, is Ohio State's offense open it up yet.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't had to. Yeah.
No. Number 1 defense in the country. Loss of 1 on the run by Henry. 21 seconds left. Ball on the 16-yard line. 28-7 is your score here. Carper in the shotgun. Henry off his left. Carper rolling out. He's going to keep it. He's going to be brought down. Berlin takes another timeout.
No, I'm not sure I understand that.
I'm not either. There's 17 seconds left. You get the ball back. You know, unless you're hoping you're going to force Carper to throw, you already pick him off twice tonight. But what does that do for you?
Yeah. I mean, you get, like, if you didn't get the ball to open the third quarter, I would say.
Sure.
Maybe.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But maybe they're trying to catch us in something, or, you know, it's like they don't, or they, They have a one timeout left, right?
I think that was their. I think that is one. The board says they've got one.
So, I mean, you can't take them with you, so why not use them, I guess? You know?
17 seconds left in the half. Cale Strickland goes in motion. It's a jet sweep to him. He's out to the right. He's going to try to let it develop, and it's going to go nowhere. That'll do it for the half. It looks like he'd get out of bounds there.
Nope. They called their other timeout.
Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, serving all of Union County with various services. A lot of youth programs, scholarships, and other things. Want to thank them for being a longtime supporter. We've got a bear down on the field, so we'll take a quick 30 seconds. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks. The injured bear was Dylan Amos, linebacker, senior here, but he walked off on his own accord. Looked like maybe just wind knocked out of him. Monarchs facing 4th and 12 with 9 seconds. They're going to let up. Noah Peoples is going to be on just inside the 1-yard line. Cooper Ailes will be back just inside the 50.
They tried to keep 30 in there. He was the one that got hurt. Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to come off for a play, son.
So they're going to swap him out. Peoples has had a pretty busy night already. And it's going to be a high booming kick. Ailes is going to field it at about the 50, and he's going to run. He's going to be brought down at about the 46-yard line. There's a flag down at the 6-yard line, though. But that's the end of the half. Don't go anywhere, folks. Steve and I will do some recap. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support our local youth through our Youth Tour. The Ohio's Electric Cooperative's Youth Tour is an annual leadership program sponsored by Union Rural Electric. It's a week-long, all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. that gives exceptional high school students the opportunity to meet with their congressional leaders at the U.S. Capitol, make new friends from across the state and country, and see many of the famous Washington, D.C. sites. This program is open to area high school sophomores or juniors who receive service from Union Rural Electric. To find out more, visit URE.com. Sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. It's halftime here. Your Monarchs trailing the Olentangy Berlin Bears by the score of 28-7. The Mighty Monarch Marching Band about to take the field as they're deep into competition season, headed to OMEA State Finals. Let's talk about how we got to the score. It started early, and it started Berlin, and they started fast. First play went 37 yards through the air. Colton Less makes the completion, but two plays later, not even Owen Miller from 3 yards out punches it in, makes it 7-0. The Monarchs started with a 3-and-out. Bears had good field position, a couple penalties on the punt, backed Nolan Phillips up. He had to punt out of the end zone. The next drive, the Monarchs trying to get something going in the running game. There was a weird fumble where the ball spurted out of somebody's hands. We're not sure who. It was on the far side of the field. Brandon Grave for the Berlins picked it up and rumbled in for the touchdown, made it 14-0. Monarchs still looking a little lifeless on offense on their third drive. That would end up with a Zach Tinkara interception of Brady Carper, the second interception Carper would throw tonight. That would eventually lead to Colton Less's first touchdown as he hit his big wide receiver, Dallin Maxson, from 31 yards out to make it 21-0. The Bears would try a 41-yard field goal late in the quarter. Did not happen. To start the second quarter, the Monarchs had the ball, and it was all Monarchs, really. They won the second quarter. Started off with Brady Carper scrambling, dancing, jumping around in the backfield, finally hit Colin Wimmers, who took the ball and rumbled. 65-yard gain after about two offside penalties from the one-yard line. Brady Carper dove it in, made it 21-7. The Monarchs would get the ball back. They would start to drive inside 2 minutes. They got stalled. Isaac Heller tried a 51-yard field goal, but to no avail. Score remained 21-7. Monarchs again trying to get on the board late with about 40 seconds left. Brady Carper throws his second interception of the night. This one to the young freshman Ailes. He returns it, and then on a fake run play, a little keeper, it looked like it was going to be Colton Less, turns around, throws across the field, and hits his big tight end, Lincoln Cuckler, from 27 yards out to make it 28-7, and that's how we ended. Steve, what'd you see in that first half?
Nothing. Not a thing. Not a whole lot of stats, not a whole lot of anything other than touchdowns from Berlin is
and penalties
really
on both sides.
Yeah,
really.
A whole lot of laundry coming out here.
Yeah.
It's just not what you want to have. But
No, it was a tough first half, really tough first quarter. You know, Monarchs won the second quarter 14-7, but, you know, they really, other than that one drive to start the second quarter, they got nothing going.
Yeah, they got nothing going. They got that one, you know, long pass play. I mean, the Monarchs have very, very minimal offense. I mean, when I say that, it's like we're at shuffle my papers around here somewhere. Got too many things going on at once. 23 carries at least. I've had some plays, but 49 yards.
Ooh.
2 for 5 in the passing game, and they hit that 165 yarder, and that was really the only yards we've got. We're barely over 100 yards total offense, but the Bears aren't much better. I mean, they got 12 carries for 51, and he's 3 for 6 for 95 passing. So they're about 150, but they're up 28-7. So it's, you know, when you give them great field position and place to start, you don't need a whole lot of yardage as long as you're getting scores out of it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. They've capitalized on both turnovers. So, folks, Skip Mossick's up next. Steve and I will come back and give a little recap of some scores in the area. 28-7 here at the halftime. Monarchs trailing the Bears. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university in a close-knit campus community close to home. Knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read THE Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
tough, fellow timeshare owners. If you're a timeshare owner and you want out at all costs, you're done, frustrated, tired of wasting money, you don't use the darn thing. Get out now. Hire the best Bulldog timeshare cancellation team in the business. Their in-house legal team, headed by a timeshare cancellation lawyer, can help you fight the biggest and baddest companies out there that sell timeshare. At some point, you were using your timeshare, but now you're not, and you're tired of wasting money. Before you go to the poorhouse, call right now and learn how you can stop the maintenance fees and put more money back in your pocket. Their services cost you a lot less than you think, and you'll save a lot of money over time. Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline now. It's a free consultation.
800-932-8046. 800-932-8046. 800-932-8046. That's 800-932-8046.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. As we approach Week 10 next week, there are several big rivalry games across Ohio, perhaps none bigger than Massillon-McKinley. We'll talk about that rivalry with former Massillon great Justin Zwick next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game broadcast. Coming up next week, there are some great Week 10 high school football rivalries around Ohio, but probably none is bigger than Massillon-McKinley. Former Buckeye quarterback Justin Zwick lived through this rivalry for a couple of seasons. And Justin, take us through what next week is like and what this rivalry, I guess, was like to be a part of.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, I mean, next week's going to be the high school's going to look a little bit different. They come in and they basically wallpaper the entire school with, banners that the cheer squad puts out and puts together. And, you know, you walk into that place and there's balloons hanging everywhere. I mean, it looks like a totally different place. And then all week long, they'll be doing breakfasts between Massillon-McKinley. They'll have their huge parade with a huge bonfire. They go all out. This is a game that means a lot to each town, and you know, it has for a long, long time. And you know, I was lucky to be a part of it for 2 years, and in those 2 years we actually got to play them three times, so it was pretty cool to have that with a playoff victory. But it's a huge week. This is a game that goes back, you know, way back. And these two cities, I think they're, 13 miles apart or something crazy like that. And it's just, you know, they all want to win this game at the end of the year, and it is really cool to be a part of. But it's always a big game in Massillon, no matter who you're playing. But when you get to Week 10, man, things are ratcheted up a little bit, and you got to be ready to go come Saturday afternoon.
Justin, you obviously lived through Ohio State, Michigan as well. Is it similar where the first thing people want to know when they talk to you is what was your record against McKinley?
It is. It is. I always, you know, coming out of high school, I always kind of said, like, you know, getting ready for a place like Ohio State, you know, with that rivalry with Michigan, you know, Massa McKinley is probably the closest you're going to come being in a high school setting, at least here in Ohio. And, you know, it is, yeah, you know, people love that. You know, I'm 3-0 in 2 years. You know, that's what I always like to tell people. And, you know, it's definitely a, definitely a benchmark for, you know, how did you do against that team down the road? And, you know, they, you know, I don't even know. They're probably close to being 50-50, I'd imagine, the overall record. But, you know, I think Massillon has done a pretty good job here in the last few years of, you know, getting those wins.
Well, Justin, some may remember you started your high school career at Orrville. I mean, your team won a state title your freshman year, and then you transferred to Massillon following a pretty successful sophomore season. You know, we know how people roll their eyes at transfers sometimes, especially today, but you take us back 25 years. What was that process and whole experience like for you? And I guess, do some people back home still give you the stink eye?
Well, you know, it was an interesting thing. I was really... Well, I guess Spielman had kind of done it before me, you know, years before me. You know, but yeah, we had a lot of success in Orrville, and you know, and Orrville had a great rivalry as well with Worcester. I think they're, you know, in the top five of, you know, for longest rivalry. So, you know, we had a lot of great tradition there as well and had some success. And, you know, going, coming out of my sophomore year, we went to the semifinals and lost. And I just was thinking, you know, if I'm going to really take this serious and try and go play Division I football, I want to see what I can do at Division I football in high school. You know, just get to the top level that you can. And, you know, we had played at Massillon in the state championship game, so I had a feel for Paul Brown Tiger Stadium and how cool that whole setting is. And, you know, it's 27 minutes down the road. So it was, you know, it's just a thing where, you know, it was open enrollment back in those days. So I literally went to school in Orrville on Friday, you know, signed all my papers and, you know, told everybody what was happening. And on Monday morning, I was going to Massillon. And, it was a strange deal. But I got there middle of my sophomore year, you know, after basketball season. And, you know, they, of course, Massillon just, you know, brought me in and, you know, I fit right in, and it was just football all the time. And, you know, that was what we were there for. And, it was just a special time. But yeah, Orrville, you know, unfortunately didn't see, you know, what I saw, or, you know, didn't think I was doing the right thing. And, you know, we fixed our mailbox about every weekend during the football season. You know, when I graduated, you know, a lot of people came back around and realized, like, hey, you're going to Ohio State here. This kind of worked out for you, you know, by making this move. And, you know, everything's, you know, kind of smoothed over by now.
Former Buckeye quarterback Justin Zwick, enjoy the Massillon-McKinley rivalry from afar next week. We appreciate your time, okay?
All right, Skip, thanks.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Christopher Kinsey from Cardington Lincoln High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I mean, I've been playing with these kids since I was in fifth grade, so you kind of build like a brotherhood and like the camaraderie that you have, not just about the game, just like kind of life itself, you know, responsibility, knowing where to be. Resilience is a big one too. I feel like I've gained from it.
Lessons in football, lessons in FFA.
You know, the things I learned, and I knew that I wanted to have, like, hopefully maybe an ag background in my life. You know, I've showed livestock since I was, you know, very young, and so it was just kind of a given.
And, of course, the importance of agriculture.
There's family generation farms that, you know, that's their whole life, you know, and agriculture, I mean, that's the stuff that brings your community around. Yeah, I think it's just the most important thing ever. I mean, people underestimate it.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is ONN.
Our thanks again to Justin Zwick for talking a little Massillon-McKinley High School football rivalry with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids from the Ohio News Network.
If you're looking to put your talents to work with a reputable, family-owned, and operated company, look to Mike's Roofing. Mike's Roofing is hiring all positions. You'll get generous benefits and $1,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at mikesroofinginc.com and click on the Employment tab on the homepage. Go to work for the number one choice of thousands of homeowners in Central Ohio. Mike's Roofing, superior quality since 1960.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for a no obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. Scott Swiezinski, Steve Ishmael, Connor Tracy back at the WDLR studios. It's week 9 at halftime. Your Monarchs are trailing by a score of 28-7 to the Berlin Bears. The Berlin Marching Band is a dance band, and man, Steve, they are fun to watch.
It is definitely different than your traditional band. So yes. It's like, you know, I was telling you earlier, I didn't understand it when we first, you know, when we first got here, the first year we were out here, but now that you see it, you know, they've gotten a little bit bigger, and, you know, and it's a little more livelier, and it's a show more than it is a band performance.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to update some scores. Let's start in the OCC Cardinal Division. Hilliard Darby, our opponent next week on senior night, on top of Thomas Worthington by a score of 14-6. That game is close. Here's a little upset alert. In Dublin, the Jerome Celtics leading Olentangy Braves 24-14. Jerome looking to come out big there against a really tough Olentangy team. Some other scores from around the area. Olentangy Orange started off a little slow, and I say that they probably trailed for the first time this year, 7-0 against the Jags out over there of Hilliard Bradley. But the Pioneers do what Luke Davis, Levi Davis, Luke Fickle.
Yeah, same
you know,
thing.
I just combined them. 24-7 at the half, the score up there. Liberty continues their surge over Hilliard Davidson Wildcats, 14-0. Fairbanks and Triad, a little regional action. Union County, some Champaign County action there. Cardinals, though, continue to struggle, 40-0 at the half. Big Walnut continuing their run to the playoffs. They're number two in Region 7. 35-0, they lead Dublin Scioto. Westland Cougars, they're atop of us. They're what, ninth in the region?
Yeah, I think they're ninth in the region.
They're
right
facing
now.
The favor Achilles. Delaware Hayes Pacers, 7-0's the score here. Over on WVXG, Keith Kokinda and Andy Bryan have Freddy's Fredericktown. They are leading the Danville Blue Devils 27-12. 95X is where you can catch that game. The Shelby Whippets, guess what they're doing?
Whipping it.
55-7 over the Pleasant Spartans. Some other games in the region we've been keeping an eye on. The Centerville Elks beating Springboro 17-13.
The Fighting Nick Schneiders are finally showing up.
That might vault them in some points should they pull that out. Beaver Creek and Huber Heights Wayne, if the playoffs were tonight, we would have traveled to Huber Heights. Beaver Creek on top 13-10. Looking at Lancaster, keep an eye on them because Marysville beat them. They could get secondary points. If Lancaster wins tonight, they might need a miracle to do so, trailing.
I'm not sure that would help.
A tough Canal Winchester team, 35-0.
Well, and you say that. The Canal Winchester team is tough and is good, and they've what got one loss?
One loss.
They came into Impact Stadium for a scrimmage this past year, and we knocked them around.
We knocked them around. We pushed them around. It's amazing what happens, right?
Yeah.
Some more games up in the Morrow County way. Centerburg Trojans just dominating the East Knox Bulldogs 45-6. Trojans on top of the KMAC there and sitting number one in their division. Back down to Delaware County. Buckeye Valley traveling to Whitehall Yearling. The Barons on top 21-3. Marion Harding is leading Galleon in the MOAC 20-14.5. Galleon's trying to get a home game and a playoff bye. They're struggling to do so right now. Another team trying to get a home game and a playoff bye, the Mount Gilead Indians. They are facing the Loudonville Redbirds. No score in that game. Kip Columbus, Steve, how about this? We beat them for the first win of the season. They're on top of Bishop Hartley. 26-19 is the score that's being reported.
That can't be right. Well, I saw that. I didn't even write that matchup down because I looked at it. I'm like, that's not going to matter because you know, if Kip Columbus has to kick a 10-yard field goal to win the game and nobody's on the field, I don't think they can do it.
I don't think they can do it. The score of 26 says something happened somewhere because that's an odd score.
Yeah, that's an odd number to get to. So
28-7 is your score here. Steve, what are we seeing in the second half? What adjustments need to happen for the Monarchs to pull this out?
You know, the first thing, you got to stop the penalty. Stop the I don't want to call them dumb penalties, but that's the best I can think of right now. You just don't need them. There's a bunch of block in the backs. There's, you know, chop blocks. There's, you know, it's just personal fouls. And they just don't help you any at all. And, you know, you can overcome the turnovers, but you can't overcome the turnovers and all the penalties together.
Right. Monarchs losing the turnover battle by two. There's been two interceptions.
Now.
By Brady Carper and the odd fumble, where we're not sure who fumbled because they were all bunched up. The way that ball came out,
it shot out somewhere.
I think it was Carper somehow.
Or
and you wonder if somebody punched
it out.
Yeah. So the Bears will get the ball to start the second half.
You know, I just think we need to be able to control the clock a little bit, put a drive together, stop, you know, give them a good three and out and stop and score. Otherwise, this game's going to get out of hand worse than it is right now.
We could see a running clock real quick.
Yeah. Because they score quick.
Yeah.
They definitely
they
score
really
quick.
Have. So.
And just like last week with that 1-6 Thomas Worthington team we were seeing, this is not a bad 3-5 football team. This is a 3-5 football team that has faced adversity and faced a lot of tough opponents so far and could make some noise if they get in the playoffs.
You know, I don't disagree with that. You know, Mark Norrie's been there before. They won the last three division titles. So them starting off like they did was kind of a shock. And you talk about their schedule, week one DeSales, right?
Which they got hosed on call.
They
we
got
were
hosed
earlier.
On a call.
Yeah.
Yep. They are 6-2. Week two, Upper Arlington, 6-2. They lost those games combined by 7 points.
Yeah.
They lost by a point against DeSales, only by six.
Which means they were in the Upper Arlington game for most of the game, and this team kind of hangs around. Yeah.
Week three, they lose to Liberty 30-20, or I'm sorry, New Albany 30-21. They lose to Liberty, who's now sitting at 5-3 after their 0-3 start, 10-7. Right.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
And then they lose to Orange. We're not, you know, everybody's losing.
Everybody's
to Orange,
been losing to Orange, but that game was closer than it was, right? What was the score of that one?
31-7.
Yeah, so not real close. That was might have been the least output that the Orange Pioneers have had.
Yeah, you're right. You know, then they beat Darby, they beat Worthington, and they beat Jerome. Combined, they only gave up 16 points.
Wow.
I mean,
and that's a testament to their defense. Like we were talking earlier, that you've got those three down linemen in front. You play those two outside backers or defensive end. They definitely contain you from running that sweep, running that jet sweep, running any type of outside play.
Sure.
And it's like you've got a couple of linebackers are just feasting over the middle because I think in their list we had, they had six linebackers that were listed.
Right.
So you've got the two outside, you got two in the middle, and you got one guy that's roaming around, and one guy in the back is a safety selling popcorn, I think. I mean, it's he hadn't had to do a whole lot tonight.
He's selling popcorn.
I'll take one up here if you can throw it up here. We'll get one of those officials that throws that flag farther. She can throw it up here.
So second half is underway. Monarchs will kick off right to left on your proverbial radio dial. They're still in their white jerseys, blue numbers, white pants, silver helmets. The Bears in their all powder blue, Carolina blue.
It's sad. I like the uniform combo they got.
I do, too. It's, again, very retro.
Yeah.
You know, very classic.
Almost look like North Carolina.
Yeah,
too
really
bad Bill Belichick and his girlfriend are coaching on the sideline.
Two men back to receive for the Bears. It's going to be running back A.J. Clark and freshman Connor Ailes. Isaac Heller to kick off. It's going to be a line drive kickoff, and it's going to go out of bounds again for the second time. He's trying to pin it in that corner there.
I get
there.
It, but you don't have to. I mean, it's like if you just kick it to the end zone, which we know he's got the leg to do, it's a touchback, even if he catches it.
Yeah. So Colton Less, A.J. Clark, and company will get another shot to see if they can put this game a little further out of reach.
With the way they ended the first half, I foresee them putting in the air. Coming out swinging to, you know, knockout punch for sure.
Swinging like Sonny Liston, if you will. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. is Abe Davis by himself. Les in the shotgun, running back off his left hip. Les looking to throw. He's going deep for Davis, and that's going to be incomplete. It was out of reach.
That's close. He almost ran under that.
He tried.
He got some speed there, but it was home run ball they tried. I can tell you that.
You called it perfectly. Cale Strickland was in on the coverage for the Monarchs.
I don't like being right on those ones, though.
Yeah, but it was incomplete, so.
Yeah, I guess that's a plus.
So now two receivers go out to the right. That's Tony Johnson and Dallin Maxson. Tight end in tight to the right side. Shotgun formation. There's the give. That's going to be Clark. He's going to stutter step, make a man miss, and get tackled at about the 42. We'll make it third and manageable.
Yep. Got about six on that play and made it look really easy.
Yeah, he really did. He had that little stutter step, let the play develop nicely, I thought.
Yeah. Give his blockers a chance to get out there and get ahead of him.
He's not a big back.
No, what is he, 5'9", 5'10", something like that?
5'9", 175, but, you know, he's patient. He runs hard.
Well, we watched him in warm-ups, and he's quick.
Yes.
Definitely quick.
He's got some speed on him. Two receivers left, one to the right. Ball on the right hash mark. Monarch showing blitz, and it's coming. They're looking to throw, and that's going to be complete to the tight end, Cutler, and that's going to be enough for a first down.
First down there, yep. Good news, that's the shortest pass he's thrown all night.
Duke Insurance, if you're looking for outstanding customer service for personal or commercial insurance needs, contact them. Carrying A-plus rated insurers like Erie, go to IISAgencyInc.com. Long-time Marysville family. Many athletes come through the program. Of course, Joey Duke, soccer player, basketball player, kicked. KC Duke, Kelsey, there's a whole slew of them.
Whole slew of them.
First and 10, ball on the 46-yard line. 10:50 left in the quarter. Three receivers to the left. Abe Davis out by himself to the right. Clark off the right hip of Les. There to give to Clark. He's going to run up the middle and pick up some yards, and it's a good run on first down.
Yeah, gets out about 6 yards on that, looks like, depending on the spot. Yep. Patient runner. I mean, he just follows his blocker and lets the play develop, and not a Monarch stuffing a hole anywhere in there.
No.
You just need to fill the gaps.
They're winning the trenches right now, the Bears are. So gain of 5 on the play. Ball on the 49-yard line, just cross midfield. Bears moving left to right. Two receivers split out on either side. There's the give to Clark again, and he's going to be brought down. Pick up a couple.
Maybe two. Yep.
Carter Dunn there for the Monarchs, as well as Mo Saidi. OSU Marion, you'll experience small class sizes that are limited in people, but not in ideas. Unparalleled access to faculty expertise and to the breadth and depth of opportunity synonymous with being a Buckeye. Go to osumarion.osu.edu today. Two receivers to the left. Bears taking their time. Looked like we're going to have a false start. Grady Evans very excited about that.
I would be, too. It's finally a penalty on somebody else.
Yeah, makes it 3rd and 9. Could be a drive killer. Monarchs could get off the field, cut the score in half if they can put 7 on the board. Trailing 28-7. Two and a half minutes gone in the third quarter already. Johnson and Maxson out to the left. Davis to the right. Les operating in the gun. Looking to throw. Pressure's coming. He steps up. He's throwing downfield. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. Pass intended for Tony Johnson, but no good.
Nice throw.
I mean, it was.
For a guy who picked up the quarterback halfway through the season, as a better wide receiver from what we hear, but... You know, you want to get your best athletes to
get them the ball
in their hands all the time, and this is what they're doing right here, including even punting the ball when he's back there doing it now.
Yeah. So Colton Les will be back to punt. This time Brady Harper just goes back deep. The last two times he's kind of drifted back late, as Colton Les is athletic and runs the ball well. Harper at about the 17-yard line, rugby-style kick. It's going to be high. Carper calls for the fair catch and catches it and down at the 12-yard line.
I'm not sure I'd have my quarterback there fielding punts.
I'm with you.
But that's why I'm up here in the booth, nice and warm, calling games on the radio,
yeah, right
on the sideline. I don't have to make those decisions.
Nope. It's a brisk night here in Olentangy. First and 10 for the Monarchs. Monarchs Roofing, serving with heart and crafting with care. With over 400 five-star Google reviews, call 937-738-2318 or go to monarchsroofingco.com. So, your QB1 / safety / punt returner, jack of all trades, in the shotgun formation,
yep.
One receiver out to the left. That's Cooper Cromwell. There's the give, J.J. Henry. He's going to go to the right, try to get the corner. He's out at the 20, puts a head down, still going, and pushed out of bounds, maybe a gain of 5 or 6 on the play.
It looked like they had a seal block on that edge, and they could get somebody around there, but then there was just somebody else that kept going and kept going. When he's got to run the ball 45 yards to try to get upfield a little bit, I mean, that's...
But he did pick up 5, so ball will be on the 17-yard line, 2nd and 5. Stackhouse goes out wide to the right. Cale Strickland split out to the left. Both backs in the backfield. There's the give. That's going to be Henry. He's going to be hit right at the line of the scrimmage.
Gain of what, 2 or 3 on that? Nothing
maybe,
crazy,
maybe
but third
Let's
manageable
see where
here.
The spot is. Picked up 3, so it'll be 3rd and 2. 8 minutes left, third quarter, 28-7, Bears on top. The S&S combination, Stackhouse and Strickland go out wide to the right. Carper in the shotgun, he's going to keep it on 3rd and 2. He's going to put his head down. He's going to be short.
Yeah, nothing.
Chase Cone in on the tackle.
You go for this here?
Excuse me, folks. Deep in the territory, but, you know, you're down 28-7. But I think we're going to see the punt team here.
Yep.
I might have tried it, to be honest with you. We have a lot of success on 4th and 2.
I don't know if the energy is there right now.
No.
I knew you need to create some of that sometimes, but you need a little bit to get that, you know, 3 and 4 yards you need to.
Sure. Maybe do a little fake block. Nope, they're not. Oh, Heller drops the punt. He's moving around, and he's going to be tackled at the 2-yard line. Maybe the 1-yard line. The snap was bad.
Wasn't horrible, but it was. You could have fielded it and been okay, but I think it hit his hands, and it was
kind of,
you know,
slipped through a little bit.
Kind of slipped there, and
unfortunate series of events for the Monarchs right there. It's the first time we've seen Heller do that all season, right? I can't recall him, you know.
The Nolan
or yeah. Nolan Phillips.
Yeah.
Thank you. Heller started the season. I've done that at least twice a game. So if you're listening next week, the over-under on how many times I'll call the punter wrong is 2.
I'll take that bet.
Me too.
50 cents, right?
Yeah.
Clark is a family show.
Clark in the backfield. Pistol formation. They're going to give it to him, and he's
nope.
going to be
nope.
short.
Stopped at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got anything, did he?
No, I don't think he did. Mo Saidi and Ennis Modi in on the tackle for the Monarchs. So 2nd and 4.
Gain of 1 on that.
Yeah.
6:28 left in third.
2 men in the backfield. Man goes in motion for the Bears. Got a big fullback back there. They're going to give it to him.
Nope.
Less with the keeper.
And he's in.
Nope, they've got him at the 1-yard line. He's close. He fell forward, but just short. 3rd and 1. 4-down territory for Mark Norrie.
I don't think so. I think if you don't get it here, you just kick it.
The field goal.
Take the point. You're up 21 points right now. What's 24? And it's not like we've been threatening either.
Yep. Owen Miller in the backfield. He comes up tight. Les is going to keep it. They haven't signaled yet.
They take their time. Well, the guy close to us is marking it.
Yeah.
They definitely take their time.
They tried that little, at least formation was a tush push, but they're letting the pile get up. Some nice sportsmanship there as one of the Bears helped up Grady Evans. Gave him a quick slap. Hey, nice job. So he is short. It'll be fourth and one. I say you go for it. Why the sheets not?
Why the sheets not? My favorite phrase anymore.
Join My Sheets Reward Program. Get all your favorite snacks.
Breakfast sandwiches,
Sandwiches,
subs. Coffee.
Over there in Marysville, right at 5 points. Owen Miller in the backfield, as well as J.D. Gennard. They're going to give it. No, Les is going to throw. He's going to look, and it's complete to Owen Miller. Touchdown.
He had two guys to throw that to. I don't know if Miller was the intended receiver or not, because they ran a play, two pass patterns. One was in the front, one was in the back, and the end zone's only 10 yards deep. So.
No. It's an impressive play call there by the coaching staff at Berlin, as it looked like they were going to run it. We do have a flag down, though. Unsportsmanlike conduct?
I would assume it's after the play.
I would think
so.
The
touchdown
should still stand. So that's against Berlin. So they're going to back up the PAT.
See, this is where these guys need to be mic'd up, because they would call somebody out. You know, at some point we got to be able to go, okay, did they say something? Did they do something? Did they, you know,
right.
Make a gesture? Give them the high sign with half of it? The peace sign with a quarter of it? Yeah.
So this will be a 35-yard PAT for Berkheimer.
So practices NFL stuff right here.
Yeah, right. Snap is up. Kick is up, and it is no good.
No.
Hit the right crossbar.
A little doink.
34-7 is your score. Come on back after the break, folks. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Do more this summer and save with Middlefield Bank. MB Secure Rewards checking account offers discounts on many travel and leisure activities perfect for the family. From theme park tickets to restaurants and wineries to hotel nights and more. Plus, hit the road knowing you've got identity protection and additional roadside assistance, too. Get the perks you want for all your summer fun with MB Secure Rewards checking. Stop on a branch or visit middlefieldbank.bank today. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. Colton Les throws another touchdown on the evening. 34-7 is your score here. Monarchs need to get some points on the board. If they do not, any points scored by Olin Tangi Berlin will put us in the mercy rule, which means tick-tock running clock.
Hey, on the plus side for our defense, we've only given up about 158 yards on total offense.
Which is impressive.
But they've given up 34 points.
But they've given up 34 points.
Yeah, and points matter. Yards don't.
Yep, that's what they tell me.
But they only keep score that way.
Well, you know, part of it is there's been a lot of good field position for Berlin as well.
Yeah, we've given them a lot.
But the defense has played real tough, especially they've been on the field a lot. So here's the kickoff going to be fielded by the man in the middle. That is Colin Wimmers. He's crossed almost to the 30-yard line, just short. So nice return for Colin
there. Yeah, it's a good one there. It's a good return for us. Get us out of the shadow of our end zone for sure.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
I'd like to be at the other 30, but,
yeah,
you know.
Well.
Let's get one play and get down there. How's that? Let's do that pass play again. I like that one. That worked out good for us.
That was just unreal, folks.
Well, just have him run around a little bit and then just throw it down the field.
Just throw it down the field.
I mean, it worked before. We can do it again, right?
Let Wimmers, you know, run a little bit afterwards. Carper in the shotgun. Henry off his left hip. Two receivers split out either side. Strickland goes in motion. And they fake the jet sweep. Carper's going to keep. Say that three times real fast.
I can't.
I couldn't say it one slow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching this defensive line a little bit. And you, like I said, you got those three down linemen. And you got those two guys on the edge. Sometimes they'll pinch in the middle and go on a stunt. Sometimes they'll go flex on the out. But you still have three linebackers standing behind him, too, right, like a normal defense would be.
One of them, Liam Donahue, was in on the tackle. Carper out of the gun. He's going to give it to J.J. Henry. He's going to make a man miss, push someone over, and fall forward. God, he runs hard.
He does. He gives effort like you wouldn't believe. But it feels like, you know, when they line that defense up, it feels like, one, you don't know who you're blocking, and two, it feels like you're playing against 15 guys.
Sure.
Because they're all in different spots. They're never in the same spot when they start, never in the same spot when the ball snapped.
Right.
They're always moving.
34-7 is the score here, 3:40 left in the third quarter. Give a shout-out to Mike Coverett listening while he's working. Appreciate you tuning in. Go Monarchs. Carper looking to throw. He's got time. Now the pocket's collapsed. He's rolling out, and he's just going to do a little shovel pass. Cale Strickland was right there, but couldn't get to it.
Nice heads-up play by the young man.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
So that'll bring up fourth down, fourth and three to be exact. Ball on the 37-yard line. Looks like Coach Young's keeping the offense out there, and why not? You've got nothing to lose.
Why the sheets not?
Why the sheets not?
In Hilliard right now, it's 21-12, Darby over Worthington.
Ooh,
getting a little closer.
Getting close. Two receivers to the right. One H-back in the backfield. Carper in the shotgun. There's the give to J.J. Henry. And he's going to be short. That's going to be a turnover on downs. J.J. having one of his roughest nights of the year, I believe.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he lost yardage there again, about 2 yards. And it's, you know, he's hasn't even hit the half a century mark.
So the Bears will take over on their 36 on Marysville's 36-yard line, excuse me. First and 10. Any score here will put us in the running clock, which means the clock will run unless there's an injury, a score, or a timeout. No, not even a score.
Not even a score, yeah.
Two receivers to the left. It's like we have some discussion between the wide receivers of Berlin and the refs, and now Mike Young looked like he had something to say.
I'm sure it was pleasant.
I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was, you know, all in good fun.
He's such an upbeat guy.
He is. Such a good coach, such a good influence, such a good positive vibe for these young men.
Colton Less operating out of the shotgun. Four-man front for the Monarchs. Running back off his left hip. There's the give. That's going to be Clark. He's going to get to the outside. He's got some room. He's at the 30, and he finally brought down Carter Dunn from behind, and Talon Wolford.
Get some 10 on that carry. Give him the first down.
One player we have not seen, Steve, you talked about it early in the game, in the pregame.
I know exactly who
Mitchell
you're saying.
Mitchell Evans. Yeah. He's been fighting a high ankle sprain.
Definitely could have used him last week, and I think we could have used him this
week,
too.
This week. You know,
even if it's just giving guys a breather. Sorry.
Yeah. Fresh legs. Pistol formation. There's the give again to Clark.
Grady Evans throwing him down to the ground.
Yeah.
He's like, I had enough of you running. Throw down here.
Another player I thought would be back tonight. I had some rumor or some word that he had been out all season battling some injuries is Waylon McDaniel.
Yeah.
And, you know, they said this was the target game for him. Maybe they just want to keep him rested in case they do need him next week. His speed would be an asset to this team.
I'm not sure that would matter tonight as good a defense as these guys are playing. Just the scheme that they play as well.
There's another give to Clark. He's going to run up the gut. He's pushing the pile forward.
Yep.
They're going to blow the whistle dead. So on second and 9, Mark Norrie just decides to eat up clock. 2 minutes left in the game. They're well within either kicker's range, really.
Yeah.
So
even if the kicker makes it here, you put it in.
You'll put it in the running clock.
Clock as well.
Third and 8, gain of 1 on the last rush by the Bears.
This was about the extra point they just tried a minute ago. So
pretty
really,
close.
Yeah.
And that would have been good. It just hit the right upright. Two receivers out to the left, same formation. Tight end on the right side. Pistol formation. Clark a couple yards behind his quarterback. A couple of seniors on senior night trying to make it a win and win 4 in a row. Less rolling out. And now pressure's coming from Jackson Snyder. And he's going to dump it all alone as A.J.
Wow.
Clark. Touchdown. From 24 yards out, again, they bite on the run. and Clark was all alone.
Well, they played on a run, but that was a busted play, too, because he fakes a handoff to his right side, rolls out to the left side. Somebody's out there. I forget what number was out there, but it was he had to spin around and go back, you know, and then A.J. Clark just kind of leaks out to the right a little bit, 10 yards ahead. No one picks him up. Wide open.
Colton Less with his fourth touchdown of the evening. Second week in a row, the Monarch defense has given up four passing touchdowns, and as far as I can think of, third time this season. Yeah. I'd have to check the Davidson score, or the Bradley score, I'm sorry. And the kick is up. It's good. 40-7, your score here in Lewis Center. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monarch Football on My 96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold on hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. Kickoff is underway. Monarchs will be in the running clock. They'll have the ball right around the 30-yard line. But there's another flag on the play. Just as a reminder, the mercy rule in high school football means that unless there's a penalty or a timeout or an injury, the clock will continue to run. Actually, again, I did that. Not a penalty, just a timeout and injury. So that'll be the end of the third quarter. 41-7, your score here at Berlin High School. You're listening to Monarch Football on My 96.7 AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And we're going to keep it here, folks.
Yeah, what was the penalty we had going there?
I didn't
there?
See what it was. I just saw the flag come out, but I didn't see what exactly it was.
Oh, another block in the back for us.
That seems to be a theme
here this
season.
I would not enjoy being in the film room tomorrow morning.
No.
Or with Coach Lauk seeing this stuff tonight, he might be pounding his fist a little bit somewhere.
Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, providing a wide variety of services to both residential and commercial locations, and a wide variety of programs to benefit everyone in Union County, youth programs, adult programs, all kinds of programs. Be part of the cooperative. So Carper looking to throw. He's going to hit Stackhouse on a little screenplay after the penalty backed it up to the 15-yard line.
Got a yard out of that, right? Yard
stack. I think it was no gain. Let's see.
Yeah, moved the marker up a little bit.
He did pick up one, so that'll bring up second and nine. 41-7 is the score here. Two receivers out to the left, Harbold and Strickland. Stackhouse out to the right. There's the give to Colin Wimmers. We're going to have a flag. It's going to be a false start on Marysville.
I think I'm ready to chew my pencil and spit it out.
Telligent offers all kinds of phone systems, business phones, for as low as $6 per day per phone. Go to Telegent.net and see how they can meet your business needs.
No update on that Jerome and Olin Tangi score. Still says it at halftime.
Still says halftime.
I need an update for that one.
So that That penalty was on the Bears. Makes it 2nd and 4. Ball on the 21-yard line. Monarchs moving left to right on your radio dial. Orange on top of Bradley, 38-7. Shotgun formation for Carper. Two receivers to the right. There's the give to Colin Wimmers. He's got a little breathing room, and he's across the 25 to the 27.
Got a third quarter update up in Delaware. Westland 17, Delaware Hayes 14.
Ooh.
A little closer than they would like, I'm assuming.
Over on Classic Rock 95X, Fredericktown on top of Danville, 27-18. Springboro has raced back on top of Centerville, 27-17.
That's what we get for calling out the Fighting Nick Schneiders.
That's what we get.
North Union up big over Shawnee, 48-7.
Ooh.
Jackson's for playing and leave on the bus.
Jackson Snyder and Cale Strickland out to the left. Stackhouse to the right, shotgun formation. Carper looking to throw. It's going to be a little drag pass to Cale Strickland. Gain of 1 or 2, 9:45 left in the game. 41-7, your score here. Mike's Roofing, family owned since 1960. Services include residential and commercial roof installation, roofing repair, layovers, tear-offs, metal roof installation, siding, and more. Call 800-810-6555.
I think now you just try and play, see if they work. I'm not a fan of that little bubble screen where he's coming back. So he's starting at the numbers and coming back, and he just comes back to where all the players are.
Yep, gain of 2 on the play. 9 minutes left in the game. We got another flag down. There's Wimmers to the outside. He's got some room. He's crossed the 45. He'll have a first down.
Over.
I think that's going to come back, though. It is on Marysville, so the Monarchs can't catch a break. Illegal formation against them. So what would have been a nice run and close to a first down is going to move them back to make it 2nd and 13.
Fairbanks up over Triad just by a smidge.
Just by a smidge?
52-0.
I was going to say, it was 40-0. Triad come racing back. That program, it's got some struggles. Their numbers are low right now. Dressing about 22, 23 players over there in North Lewisburg. So that's always tough. You got guys playing both ways pretty much all night.
Because they have to. That's the part that you struggle with. When you can rotate them in and you want some of your best players out there like we do.
Right.
You can do that. But
ball on the 23-yard line. Wimmers goes in motion out of the backfield. It's going to be dumped off and incomplete. Pass intended for J.J. Henry. Make it 3rd and 13 here.
Jonathan Alder up a little bit over Kenton Ridge, 28-24.
Ooh.
Kip Columbus still up over Hartley. You know, we'd hope to get a couple of wins out of that. We get Jerome in there. We get Kip win. Maybe Thomas Worthington comes back and wins
the
game.
Get some secondary points.
Get some secondary points. Get some positive points out of that.
Hey, 2 weeks ago we lost and jumped up in the playoff standings because we got some secondary points.
Yep.
Stackhouse out wide to the left. Strickland inside of him. Third receiver in the slot, that's Deacon Henry. Carper looking to throw. Incomplete.
Incomplete to Deacon Henry. So the first couple times we've called him on offense tonight.
Yeah. So that'll bring out Nolan Phillips to punt. Got it right that time. Got
it
right.
Yep.
Paul, I got it right that time. Sitting right to us is Paul Devine. Long time Marysville family, coach, statistician, all-around good guy, good family man. Always appreciate the assist we get from Paul. He helps us out with some information from time to time, and it's always solid. So.
Hey, your wife's home with the kids. Make sure you bring her some wits home tonight.
Yeah. It's a good snap. It's going to be a high punt. It's going to be a little short. Ailes is going to call for the fair catch, and he holds onto it right at about midfield. 6:40 left in the game, 41-7. Middlefield Banking over on Coleman's Crossing. They're at 160 Coleman's Crossing, to be exact. Been with you since 1901. They do personal banking, investments, mortgages, all kinds of fun stuff. Go to middlefieldbank.bank. Hear more.
The only fun stuff you get at a bank is you get suckers, and if they give you cash, that's the only fun stuff.
Well, you don't know. You got to go to middlefieldbank.bank.
I might have to do that now.
Going to see some new people for the Bears. Number 12, their backup quarterback, is in. That is J.D. Gennard. Got a new running back, number 25, Liam Murray. He's a sophomore. Gennard is a senior, so some of the seniors getting in on senior night.
Good for them. You always want to see that happen.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, they're with the program for their whole career. You know, they play 4 or 5 years, whatever it may be. Then, you know, starting the younger group, and they're just not big enough to play on Friday nights, and that's nothing wrong with that. But you get in the game when you get the games like this too.
Gain of three there. There's the give. That is to Murray again. He's going to pick up a couple more, make it third and manageable.
And it just feels special when senior nights be able to do that too.
I agree with that.
Mechanicsburg behind the eight ball here. Northeastern's beating them right now, 38-26. Beating them by 12.
41-7 the score here. It's been all Berlin.
31-21? Yes.
Showing an update of the score. Jerome on top of Olentangy. 31-21. We got you an upset alert right there.
That's a big upset,
That's
too.
A big upset. Liberty on top of Davidson, 21-7. Sorry, Steve.
You're good.
There's the give. That's Murray again. He's going to go off the tackle and be close to a first down.
Olentangy's only loss was to Orange, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. That'll vault Jerome up. I don't know where they were in this. Were they ahead of us in the standings, I'm assuming?
They were.
That'll vault them up a little bit, but it'll also get us some bonus points out of that, too.
Let's see where they sit. Jerome right now is at 9. So their first team out of a home game, a win tonight will move them up quite a bit.
Yeah.
They would be looking at a home game.
I'm not certain I would want to see a healthy Jerome team.
No, I mean, Noah Peoples, Maddie Giannantonio, both been hurt. When we talked to Mark Crabtree, he didn't think they were going to play much the rest of the season. So fourth and one, they're going to go for it, and Murray's going to be short with 3:50 left in the game. So the Monarchs will take over on offense.
43. Olentangy Orange up big now. They're rolling again. 38-7 over Hilliard Bradley.
You know, everybody. We saw them week one and we knew they were good. Everybody
we knew they were good last year.
Yeah. Everybody I've talked to around the area that have seen them and watch them play, all say the same thing. Like, they might be one of the most explosive teams in Division I in Ohio.
Well, they're one of the most complete teams. They've got a lot of history. They've got a lot of seniors on that team that, played well last year, but play well in other sports also.
There's the give. Deacon Henry, the ball carrier. He's going to move to the left and fall forward with 3 minutes left in the game. So Coach Young starting to rotate and get some guys some Friday Night Lights action.
Give a couple of your running backs that have been playing both ways, and every play they can get, special teams, a little breather. No sense of trying to get those guys injured because we need to get a win next week to be able to move on.
They will need that win next week on senior night to have a shot at the playoffs. 5-5 could do it. Playoff run and 500 record will be a good start to Coach Young's high school head coaching career. Carper looking to throw out of the shotgun. That's going to be to Owen Harbold, went right through his hands. That was
nice throw from the spot out to the numbers. I mean, it had a little zip on it, and it's just you guys aren't used to catching balls.
Sure.
And, newer guys in the lineup. And I mean, we've thrown a lot more passes this year than we have in years past, but it's still a struggle to get some of the guys to – it's not learn how to catch, but it's just be familiar with trying to catch the ball.
Be comfortable with
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something you can do it in practice and playing around all day long.
Yeah.
You get under the lights, it's a little different.
Yes, it is. 1:50 left in the game. Carper going to give it to Colin Wimmers. Wimmers has got a little room. He's going to fall forward, pick up a couple of more. It was 3rd and 7. Again, Wimmers still running hard, still trying to get out there, falling forward, picking up those extra yards. He picked up 5 on that, so you really got to like what you see from him. He'll be back next year.
Yep, Mitchell Evans in the game out of the wideout position. Yeah, so his ankle must not be that bad.
Maybe try to limit his reps, ease him back in. Maybe we see him next week at Derby. He's going to go out wide to the right, just inside the numbers. Strickland just inside the hash mark. Carper's going to look to run. He's going to be brought down. William McCubbins went in untouched and brought him down on fourth down with 60 seconds left. That is going to be...
just about
the game.
They've shut the play clock off. They don't typically do that, do they?
not unless there's an error with it. But, you know, you go out, they're going to take a knee. I mean, no sense in burning timeouts at this point.
No. Darby's up now, 27-12 over Worthington. Looks like they're going to pull this out.
They'll keep their playoff hopes alive. They were first team out in Region 2, which will make next week's game that much more important. I don't know if they'll get a lot of secondary points from beating Worthington.
One.
Yeah.
Hey, Triad's on the board.
Hey, look at that.
Got to find some positive things there now to say, right?
Yeah, I would agree. So next week, big matchup. Both teams doing the sportsmanlike thing and shaking hands. Monarchs defeated at the hands of the Berlin Bears by a score of 41-7. Come on back, folks. Steve and I will have the postgame wrap-up. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Martin Bernhardt, president of Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Back in 1960, my father, Mike Bernhardt, started our business with a simple philosophy. Use the best materials, top quality workmanship, and treat every home as if it were your own. It's worked well, and today we have thousands of satisfied customers.
Call Mike's Roofing Incorporated today for your free estimate, 740-387-ROOF. That's 740-387-ROOF, or online 24/7 at mikesroofinginc.com.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. Monarchs fall to the Olentangy Berlin Bears by a score of 41-7. Both teams are sitting 4-5. Monarchs are 2-2 in the Cardinal Division. The Bears sitting at top 4-0 with our eye on the upset alert in Dublin as Jerome was leading Olentangy. That would be a huge upset. But let's talk about the game here and how we got here. It started fast for Olentangy after a huge pass play once they get the first ball or their first drive after stopping the Monarchs on a 3-and-out. Owen Miller punched it in from 3 yards out to make it 7-0. On the ensuing drive, there was a fumble by the Monarchs. They had 3 turnovers on the night. And Brandon Gray rumbled in. 14-0 is the score. You get the big guy scoring, you get the big guy dance.
The big guy
right? So Monarchs would try to claw their way back until Zach Tankara intercepted Brady Carper. That would lead to Colton Less's first touchdown of the night to Maxson from 31 yards out, made it 21-0. Could have been 24 at the end of the first quarter, but their kicker, Josh Berkheimer, missed a 41-yard field goal. The Monarchs would see some life to start the second quarter as Brady Carper hit Colin Wimmers on a 65-yard pass, a little dancing around for Brady as he was trying to get free and get some guys open, and it paid off. And a little bit later, Carper would have a 1-yard run that was aided by back-to-back offsides penalties at the 1-yard line by the Bears. Isaac Heller late in the second quarter would try a 51-yard field goal. Again, fell just short. That kid is going to hit one of those.
It was probably about 2 yards short.
If
I
that.
Think, yeah.
If that. So that would eventually lead to the 21-7 score that we were at. Brady Carper would throw another interception. The freshman Connor Ailes would pick him off. And the Bears would capitalize on that with 34 seconds left. Tight end Luke Cutler caught another touchdown by Colton Less. That made it 28-7, and that's where we went in the half. Starting in the third quarter, about midway through, a little more, the Monarchs again, give up another little touchdown run. Les rolled out like he was going to scramble at about the four-yard line and hit Owen Miller from 4 yards out. There was an unsportsmanlike penalty call on that against the Bears. Backed it up, made it about a 35-yard PAT. That doinked off the right upright, made it 34-7. The Monarchs trying to get on the board to keep it out of the running clock. They could not do it. J.J. Henry was stuffed on fourth and short for a turnover on downs. And Colton Les would hit A.J. Clark on a 24-yard pass play, which Steve said, and I agree with it, looked like a busted play. Clark got out in the flat there, and Les hit him his fourth touchdown of the night. 41-7 is how we end up. Steve, what did we see tonight that was a little different?
Well, nothing really, because we've got, you know, more penalties, more mistakes, more, you know, line of scrimmage stuff we went over in a pregame that didn't come to fruition. Keys of the game that we didn't actually, you know, were able to successfully manage. But, you know, let's be truthful about two things here.
Okay.
We didn't play the greatest game that we could play.
I would agree with that.
And this Berlin team is not a 3-5 team. They may be 3-5 in record, but they're a much better football team than that record says, because they just played really good football tonight, but they had a lot of opportunity too. We put them in some good positions to score.
Sure.
But they're similar to a Thomas Worthington. They're not a bad football team.
No.
They're not what their record says, and you know, it's like, should we have lost 41-7? Probably not. But I'm not, even on a good day, I'm not sure we could beat this team.
You know, they are a tough team.
Because they're good.
Always a tough team, you know, and it was a physical game, like we talked about, speaking to Mark Norrie at their playoff win at Gahanna last year. We had the chance to talk to the coach, and he said it. Marysville's always physical, and it seemed pretty physical tonight overall. But, yeah, I don't think they played their best game. I didn't feel the same energy coming from them.
Yeah, but when you're down, when you go down that quick, it is hard to get that energy back that way. I mean, when we come in, we get the ball on the first kickoff, we go three and out, and in two plays they score. We come back in, we give it back to them, and then the very next play,
right,
there's not a whole lot of time to have any energy. I mean, it's hard to gain that back. I'm not saying they couldn't do it, but it is difficult to get 15, 16, 17-year-olds to get hyped over that when they know that they're not beat. They're not giving up, but it's just the energy's just not there.
Sure, and this is going to sound weird to say because we gave up 41 points, but the defense played a solid game tonight. You know, there were a couple of chunk plays here and there, couple of miscommunications, but they played hard. They
have played hard all year. The offense has played hard all year. I mean, these kids do not quit. They do not give up. They do not hang their heads. You could see they're a little disappointed now, but it's not. They're going to get back at it tomorrow, and they got one more game. They still have a chance to get in, and that's what they got to try and do.
So let me ask you this: do you think maybe they overlooked Olentangy a little bit, sitting at 3-5, looking towards the playoffs? You don't want to think that, but
no,
like you said, they're 15, 16, 17 year old kids. It's easy to do.
It is easy to do. I don't think they did that. I don't think they overlooked them, because you know, you never overlook this team, because these guys are good.
And they've
been good for a while. You know, we smacked them around a little bit the first couple years we were playing them. You know, but when you have Gabe Powers and Colton and Griff all running the ball, I think we ran for 500 yards that night.
Yeah, we did. That was just 21, that big year.
Yeah, 20 and 21, actually, both of them, I think, is when because we played out here twice then, I believe.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you could have a little downtime because you had such an emotional win last week with getting that overtime win. It could be hard. Like you said, again, if they're 15, 16, 17-year-olds, it's hard to get back up for that. You know, when you got that super high of winning that game that you didn't think you were going to, and you know, it's a plus. But
yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And coming out here, you know, being on the road 2 weeks in a row is tough. That's a challenge. This is not an easy environment to play in.
No.
You know, we don't talk about that a lot. You hear it at the pro level and the collegiate level. But this is, the crowd is loud. They're into it. You know, they're for lack of a better term, they get a little rowdy in a good way, not in a bad way.
Right, yeah, and there was no unsportsmanlike stuff coming. We've heard much worse everywhere. I didn't hear anything tonight coming out. Nothing but cheers and, you know, a good sportsmanship out of these guys here all night long. You know, you talked a little bit about travel. If you look at the last couple years when we have traveled a little bit of a distance, more than 25 minutes away from campus,
The games are harder.
Yes.
You know, yes, we won this year in Lancaster, but we had trouble getting to the game. I mean, so it was hard to get there.
Right.
And then you look at here coming, this is a decent drive. You know, it's out in the country in the middle of nowhere,
it really is.
You know, and it's like, then you know, last year we go to Perrysburg. Harrisburg was a good team, but it's still, that's a two-hour drive. That's a two-hour bus ride that these kids have been up since 6:30, 6 in the morning going to school.
Right.
I mean, the other team has as well, but.
It's a lot easier at home.
Yeah, it's a lot easier at home.
So there you have it, folks. Still keeping an eye. No updated on the score out of Jerome. 31-21 is still the score showing there. 41-7, your score here next week. Tune in. Playoffs on the line as it's senior night. The Monarchs are back at Impact Stadium hosting the Hilliard Derby Panthers. Always a tough game. Want to say thank you to John Betts and the crew here at Olentangy Berlin for the accommodations and the courtesy they afforded us this evening.
Always got to give a shout out to, you know, the late Bob Kennedy talking about this pizza from Cheshire Market.
So good.
So good. It's, you know, the one bright side of the press box coming up here and a little bit of bright side of the game. The pizza was really good.
The pizza was really good. So game time tonight, 2 hours and 9 minutes for Connor Tracy back at our WDLR studios. And Steve Ishmael, your final score here in Lewis Center, Olentangy Berlin Bears 41, Marysville Monarchs 7. You were listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Good night, folks.
Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telegent, and Monarch Roofing.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Tears that used to tide me over. Ohio State Buckeye football this weekend on the new My 96.7 or AM 1270 WDLR.
My 96.7, 70s, 80s, and more from Marysville to Dublin to Delaware to Sunbury and all points in between. Hi there, I am Mark. Mark Bingaman from the Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club. We appreciate you hanging out. You want to hear some more tunes? No problem. Coming next here on the new My 96.7. Stand by.
The stations with Del Mar Media, Classic Rock 95X and My 96.7 can show you ways to reach your potential and build your brand. Grow your business. Enjoy success. And all it takes is one phone call. So call us, 740-368-9357 during normal business hours. After all, your customers are our listeners. Keep them coming and bring new ones with them. Expand your bottom line. Call Classic Rock 95X or My 96.7 today. 740-368-9357. 740-368-9357. Advertise with us. We can help you achieve your goals.
Get 3 months of satellite TV free just by calling.
But hurry, this offer ends soon. Now you can get 3 free months of satellite TV when you make a free call right now. That's right, for a limited time, when you call the satellite TV hotline, we'll give you 3 free months of television watching based off your qualified order. You can stream and watch hundreds of channels and music from almost any device, television, tablet, even your smartphone. Stream thousands of your favorite movies, sports shows, and a lot more. Call right now and learn how you can get 3 free months of satellite TV. It's easy. Even the call is free. All you need to qualify is have a valid credit card. This is a limited time offer and terms and conditions do apply. So please call right now. Paid for by Dish TV. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Your local TV and radio stations provide the most trusted news, emergency information, entertainment, and live sports, which your community relies on every day, without costly subscriptions. Don't let big tech silence local voices. Take action now to urge Washington to modernize the rules and keep local stations in your community.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold on hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Children, and you know that they're little.
Wouldn't it be great if your life had background music so you could understand what the heck is going on?
In my early 40s, with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Manchu, and I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend wouldn't like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I'd been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. You got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain.
My 96.7. Stand by. More music's ready to roll next.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. It's day 17 of the government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Democrats are not going to budge on protecting health care. And the soonest another vote to reopen the government could come as Monday. President Trump said he signed a commutation releasing scandal-plagued former Congressman George Santos from prison immediately. Among the people, Santos' attorney Jeffrey Murray is thanking President Trump, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and former Congressman Matt Gaetz. President Zelensky met with President Trump at the White House today, but a day after Russia's President Putin spoke with Trump, there was no statement on a deal to get Ukraine Tomahawk missiles.
I think that Russians are afraid about Tomahawks, really afraid, because it's a strong weapon.
Putin asking for another summit with Trump. A U.S. official says two people were killed, two others rescued during a U.S. strike on a submarine that was targeted yesterday in the Caribbean by the United States military. This is ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale today. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
You know the best way to reach an informed decision? Be informed. I hate it when a mechanic tells me I have some problem I don't understand, and the only way to fix it is with something I never heard of. That was when I knew I needed a better mechanic. I started visiting Jim Carpenter and his staff at Auto Inspection Services.
They're knowledgeable. We bring our Camry, we bring our Ford pickup truck, and our tractor here for service, and I've been doing it for several years.
There's nothing better than a knowledgeable and trustworthy mechanic. Auto Inspection Services is both. AIS-HP.com.
From the My 96.7 Fort Forecast Center, as we put an end to Friday, we'll do so with mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, temperatures might drop into the upper 40s for sunrise tomorrow. Saturday shows us a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but the winds will pick up considerably. Look for wind gusts 25 to 30 miles an hour, and we'll see a 20 to 30% chance of rain with a high around 82. I'm Staff Forecaster Brady on the new My 96.7. 70s, 80s, and more.
The new My 96.7, kicking off 30 minutes of continuous music from the 70s, 80s, and more. And it starts right now.
30 minutes non-stop, My 96.7.
Hey, 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 hey.
About me, I'll be alone.
And then you act real rude to me.